the clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
whatever.
1, 2, 4, 3. None of these chicks look better than me. I'm expensive, you so cheap. Catch me in my Louis Beats. Neiman Marcus, Gucci Beats. Marciano Luxury.
Strike the pose.
$500. and female figure runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Wood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the only radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time and always get the 411, honey. We're here live to recap all the madness that happened since last week, this weekend, and we're going to recap it here live for you. Without further ado, I'm going to go get my sister. She don't need no introduction. You already motherfucking know. Hey, girls.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Miss Snow,
you already motherfucking know.
I know that's right, honey. My sister is live and perky. My sister is ready for tonight, honey. There must be some eat.
Let's start the motherfucking shit.
Baby, I don't know if everybody, to these people, I don't know if the system is automatically doing this or what, but it's, hold on, our brother is on the phone lines, let's bring him on, y'all know.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up!
Put your drinks
up. Let's go, let's go!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up!
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yo, get drunk!
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Rodney!
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
Alexis, you really, really do sound like you are ready.
Well, you know, I had a very, very, very entertaining weekend this weekend in the OKI region.
Honey. Well, baby, this should be a nice weekend then.
Yes, yes, it should be.
I don't know what all these callers, I don't know if the system automatically put them up or what, but let me see. 347-569, you're live on the air.
Hey, sister. Hi, everybody. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Nothing, just listening and getting ready for The ball on the 26th, I'll be attending.
I know, that's right. Everybody
I'm
is coming.
About, actually, I'm that's why I've been off the scene, because I've been doing a little things here and there, and I'm thinking about walking this drag category.
I know that. Everybody is coming to the coldest winter ever.
Yes, it is the first highly anticipated ball of 2013, and yours truly will be hosting the red carpet, and we will begin at 9 p.m. sharp. So, ladies and gentlemen, be there or be square.
I know that's right, honey. The girls are coming out to the motherfucking coldest winter ever, honey. The coldest winter ever is going to be...
Wait, hold on, because the girls are starting already. To the person that's in my inbox, I don't know how the salon is going. So I don't know. Maybe you might want to call in and ask Brian, because I'm sure he's listening. But I'm enjoying myself. I have one cocktail in one hand and the phone in the other. And, bitch, I'm ready.
Oh, it's going very well.
Oh, he said it's going very well. Well, thank you for calling, Brian. We'll see you at Coldest Winter Ever. Make sure I get you on the red carpet, because I will be wanting it. Next caller, please.
The next caller we have is 347-431. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, y'all? This is Tiff. I'm just listening. I didn't mean to hit the one button or whatever. I'm just listening.
Hey, Tiff. Thank
hey,
you for
Tiff.
This.
What's going on, y'all?
I'll be calling you when I get back home.
What you say?
I'll call you when I get home.
All right.
Okay. The next caller we have is 978-476. You're live on the air.
Hey, Mother Kelly, Mother Alexis, this is Magic.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Magic.
Hi, Magic.
Hi, Magic.
How y'all been?
We've been fine.
Right.
You forgot about
listening.
Rodney. Rodney's here, too.
Huh?
Rodney's
hey,
on
I'm
the
Rodney.
Phone.
Ronnie's probably at work, isn't it?
Say what? What's up?
But, yeah, I was just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Okay, hold on. He's just listening. Let me see who's this next caller we have here.
Wait, that was my son, Magic.
207
phone number.
Hello?
Bishop, you're live on the air.
Hey, I just want to say hi to everybody.
Hi, Bishop. How
are
you doing?
What's going on, Bishop?
I'm blessed. That's about it.
I know that's right. That's the only way
so
to be.
Y'all can put me back on mute.
Okay, that's all our callers for now. Okay? If anybody else is out there, honey, and you got anything to say, and you want to come up on the phone lines, you want to give somebody a shout-out, feel free to just press 1 at any time and come up on the line. 404-454, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Alexis? What's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? This is Martez. Just calling in, trying to get the scoop on the Blonics.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Martez. They falling off last slide for what I see, baby.
I'm saying, though, what sounded without the boom?
I don't know. It's like the lightning just stopped flashing. I don't know what's going on, honey.
Well, what's the tea with the Blonics, honey?
I don't know.
Well,
that's why I'm online. You got to tell me.
Oh, did Econ join Revlon yet?
You have to see.
So, what was the question, Kelly?
Somebody said to Econ, somebody hit me in my inbox and said, did Econ join Blonic yet? I mean, Revlon, sorry.
We have the Midwest mother is on the line, and she may want to answer that question. She's probably a private number, Kelly.
Oh, hold on. Mother Revlon.
Yes. How are you, Kelly?
What's going on, honey?
What's going on?
What's
nobody. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Alexis. No, he's as of right now, or even that I know, Econ is not in the house to Revlon.
Oh, honey, because I heard he jumped ship. So, Econ, if you out there listening or anybody's around Econ, can y'all please tell Econ to definitely press 1 because I want to know what's going on with him and why he's jumping ship, honey. They said Econ has jumped ship, honey, and his children are falling right behind him.
They leave it in every chapter, girl.
Oh, at every chapter?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they was leaving in New York at all. Man. It's just a big thing.
But,
you know, I'm not going to even start because they always have at the house of Manolo Blahnik. So.
Well, it's not. Well, this is this. Let me tell everybody. Let me tell you, everybody. Me and Jay, we spoke a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we have a newfound light with each other and everything, and we're going to be doing positive things for 2013 together, myself, along with Jay and his organization. But this has nothing to do with personal and our business. This is just boardroom news. We have to report the news. And they said the Sonic is falling out of Blahnik.
It definitely is.
It don't say boom, it say boom.
Give me your number, girl, okay? Okay. Hold on. We're going to pay him back on hold, baby. I hear y'all two ladies in the Midwest causing chaos and pandemonium. What's the eat?
I don't know what you're talking about. Can I have another cocktail, please?
Oh, baby, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They said you two ladies was causing pandemonium and chaos.
Well, let me start out. Let me start with this first thing because I need to be talking. Come in some more cocktail in here. First of all, let me give a shout out to the House of Revlon. That motherfucker Tony Revlon entertained me the
Hold on, sister, before you go because I don't know what the fuck happened this weekend, honey. Or what? But the girls, the phone lines are jam packed. Hold on, let me call sister and get sister on the phone line.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get sister on the phone line because the phone lines are jam packed. Honey, your sister can't get through. Hold on. Let me get Devon up here on this line before we get into madness.
After 10:30, Blahnik are emptying out Econ Dolo 7 Crusher and a few other realness kids left. Also, now that's cheese.
Hold on, we got our sister on the phone line. Hold on, it's the hurricane. Hey. Somebody hit me up, and they said, please ask Alexis about the Ebony Femme Queen with the shadow that she was talking about on her status.
Oh!
Okay. Hold on, y'all. I got to get on the other line, because me and Jack were finishing the categories for the Legends Ball. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
You better go ahead and dish it. You talk, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Alexis, so would you like to tell us about this Ebony Femme Queen with the shadow that you was reading on your status, the girl said?
I wasn't reading nobody on my status.
So it wasn't on the status.
If the bitch don't know what the fuck they're talking about, they need to keep my name out their mouth. But like I was saying for my recap for this past weekend, Father Tony entertained me the whole weekend. He's a very, very funny person. I really enjoy him. I really enjoyed the House of Revlon. They showed me a good time out in Ohio. It was nice to see a lot of Midwest mentionables at the ball, Ebony Banks, Ebony, all of the House of Ebony, Tree Chanel, Father Maynard Scott was there. It was a few people I haven't seen in a long time. Berlin, congratulations to Berlin. Is it a
wait. I heard hostility. Congratulations to Berlin.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me finish before she starts, because I don't have the time for that, okay?
Go ahead.
But congratulations to Berlin for winning $1,000. Now, I will say this, and y'all know I'm a person that's going to say what I feel. There were a few battles that Berlin could have lost, but she won, so I feel like congratulations are in order. We all know that you have seen that battle. Well, you was like, I know this bitch. And you'd be like, they tried it. But they still win. So at the end of the day, the judges are up there. They voted. It is what it is. Now, I'm sure Mother Revlon has a lot more to say. Let her go ahead.
Mother.
Okay. I'm not a person that mince words, and so I don't want anybody to get offended. But the things I have to say, do I believe that boy deserves to win that $1,000? No. Have I seen him vote good and turn it out and wake a building up? Yes. He won that $1,000 because he was a legend, not because he vogued at that ball. That's first. Second, I want to say congratulations to the person who had the ball. She is Piggy Rodeo. It was their second major function in Cincinnati, so it was a lot of people in the building. People were coming out to play, even though the judges were scary as fuck. They tried to blame it on me and Tony, but I believe that the judges were scared for a lot of other reasons. So the judging was really, really late, and a lot of people who won did not deserve to win. But overall, I had a good weekend.
Oh.
I love that, Maya. I love that.
Yeah. Why do you think the girls were scared? What was the real reason why they were scared?
Girls were yelling at the judges, telling them where to vote, how to vote, pointing out who they should
who
vote.
Who are you talking about, Amaya?
Again, it was the panel.
That wasn't the same song you were singing on the way back home, but anyway.
I got a ball coming up.
Oh, yeah, everybody got a ball coming up.
Now the girls got a ball coming up, Hannah. I see everybody at the coldest one ever, Hannah.
Hold on, we got a number 202-696. You're live on the air.
It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus!
I knew that number.
Marcus,
hold on, Rodney. Listen, I need you to have a talk with your house member because the House of Cocktail was having bad representation at the ball.
Uh-huh. I'm not a cocktail.
They were
they
all.
Put me out.
Oh, they put you out the house?
Yeah, they put me out again.
I see why they put you out because, Rodney, when I tell you.
Drunk as a skunk.
I was not drunk.
I was tipsy.
Oh, that was tipsy? Well, bitch, I hate to see you when you get drunk.
I don't get drunk. I don't drink cheeks. I don't get drunk.
Oh, well, honey.
What?
You get drunk.
Rodney, I felt good. I said exactly what I wanted to feel. I had not been to Cincinnati in a very long time. Shout out to Cincinnati for showing us a really good time, to Piggy and the young man that's in Ebony who had the ball with her. Congratulations. Y'all said y'all had y'all money. Y'all had y'all money. You know, it was definitely a really, really nice crowd. Now, I have to piggyback what Amaya was saying about the judges. I'm not going to pinpoint any names because actually some of these people are my friends and I actually care about. However,
so you ain't gonna tell on them.
Now, I'm going to say what I have to say and then just like, okay, if 50 people want performance and the first 20 give lackluster performances, you cannot chop the last 15 because you're tired or, you're saying they're giving YouTube Vogue for the last 15. Because the first 20 were giving YouTube Vogue, too. But
so
I guess
you said
Deshaun,
so you said, what you said is they, what you said is Deshaun should have just chopped them from the beginning instead of playing.
I really wish he would have been a little more consistent with his chops. I feel like the last 15 people got shot when they were no worse than the first 15. They just came out last, so they were kind of the scapegoats. And sometimes coming out first helps you, and then sometimes coming out first.
Hold on, before y'all finish talking, honey, before y'all finish talking, because the phone lines are full, so I have to call someone. Hold on. Honey, you know I got to get the phone line. You know I got to get this shit started, honey. Hold on. I'm calling my girlfriend right now, honey.
What girlfriend you calling?
Y'all going to see as soon as the phone come on, honey. Hold on.
Let me unmute my phone.
I got a
phone. Everybody, welcome to the radio station. It's the one and the only. It's the legendary Artist Rodeo. It's live on the airwaves.
Do it.
I am up in this bitch, and I was the deciding factor of that $1,000. And
was.
What?
Yes, yes, you are. And that don't mean that I don't think that your judging was fair, but you were just...
Bitch, you was judging what Tony told you to do, girl. Let's get real. Now, we not going to be fake about it.
I don't do nothing that nobody tell me. Tony was very upset that I picked a lot of my votes. Tony Dad did not like some of the votes that I picked. He did not like some of the ways that I was going. But like I told him, when I sit on the panel, my vote is my vote. He said, is what I see, not what he sees or the House of Revlon sees. It was no disrespect to my dad. My dad was very upset with me at the whole thing about something that I did.
He was upset with you because of some of those people that he found out was in the house. Tony,
that's not it. Because I'm not the mother. I'm not a chapter mother. I'm a regional mother. So those other mothers and fathers put them in.
What
that
got to do with anything? What you got to do in a regional mother? Tony was upset at some of those kids that was coming down saying they was Revlon.
He was upset with the Ohio mother and father. He was not upset with me about that. He was upset about my voting.
I said he was upset with some of the kids that came down that runway saying they was Red Lobs. Whether or not he was a chapter mother or not.
Came down one.
No. We're not going to say that. The Revlons did do very well, but we're not going to say all that. But like I was saying, I was the deciding vote for Berlin, and it was because that's what I saw at the time. She may have lacklustered her performance in the beginning, but the more she battled, the more she came through. And if y'all want to be technical, a lot of them shouldn't have never made it through. Because $1,000 is $1,000 worth of coins. And wasn't nobody really pushing it through like that where they were shaking the building or shaking motherfucking tables for $1,000.
And I absolutely agree. A lot of people didn't shake it through for $1,000. And most people didn't do real good at all. And that's why some of the chops that went down, I chopped. A lot of chops came when I sat on the panel.
How's your shadow doing?
My
you talking about TJ? It is no shame. TJ, Ms. Rahi, I don't think you know that Ms. Rahi put you out when you vote over Ms. Rahi.
He's the only shit that put him in this.
Who? He did do it multiple times.
Well, girl, Bubba, who was Larry arguing with? They say Larry had got into it with somebody.
I didn't see
that. He was arguing with Banks and him off over to the side, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got real amped about it. He got real amped about it, real thug life.
Yeah, he was arguing, I think, with Toya and Banks, I think.
Who? Larry?
Larry. Yeah, Larry, I think.
Hold on, Goddess. I mean, never mind. God is Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Oh, you sound old
Marcus.
Marcus.
It's TJ.
What's the deal?
Hey, TJ.
Marcus.
Alexis,
I don't care if you're Ms. Rahi or not. If you somebody's outvoting you and do better than you, I'm going to vote for him.
So I don't – let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all this, Ms. Thing. You know, I'm in like 90-something different groups on Facebook. I don't be in the loop. Alexis, Marcus, Rodney, everybody reads me because I don't be in the loop. So, I just got the information that came through. And I don't want the girls to think it's shade, Miss Say, because, you know, me and this lady don't see each other, Miss Say. But they said the femme queen that Miss Alexis was talking about was no other than...
Wait, Miss Alexis ain't saying nothing.
Oh, well...
Why y'all always trying to use me as a scapegoat?
Alexis gave her, when you walk, she was just giving a general statement, when you walk Femme Queen Realness, you shouldn't paint over your shadow or something like that, correct?
Yes. Well, I wasn't talking about nobody in particular.
Alexis, I got you. We're going to go ahead and save that.
Wait, hold on.
Femme Queen Realness is $500 at the Carolina Awards Ball, so all you girls that are real, let the real girl through and come through for that $500 like I did
in
LA.
It's no shade.
I'll be there.
Hold on, Marcus. It's
hey,
no
wait,
shade.
But y'all keep cutting me.
Hold on, Kelly.
Y'all not trying to let me say the name, but y'all keep cutting me off, Ms. Y'all not going to cut me off.
Tell me, listen. Alexis said
she wasn't talking about the person, but they said the Femme Queen Ebony was no other than Big Girl's Realness Persia Ebony with the motherfucking 12 and 6 o'clock shadow.
No, Tanya was not even. It was some monsters walking through there, Kelly, and it's no motherfucking show.
And it sure was. Just like when I and you were standing in there at that ball in New York, Kelly, and I said there was a bunch of monsters walking through there. There was a whole bunch of niggas playing and dressing up there.
Kelly, if you would have saw some of that stuff that was walking through there, you'd have been like, wow.
Oh,
oh my God.
Alexis, tell us who.
I don't know.
Tell us who.
Hold up, hold up.
What they had on, how was their hair?
They were, so one of them had like a 27 piece with some stuff on the other side, and she had on these real big. It was just a lot divine. If you were the girls was like, what is that? Like I was sitting in the chair like. I ain't gonna move. I don't want to move too much. No sudden movement. It might be a rampage.
Oh, girl,
it was just a lot going on. Yes.
Oh, girl.
It was coming from all over.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, keep it being heard. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, girl.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's gone.
Well, let
and
me
I
say
mean
this
gone.
Before y'all get started, because it was so rude. I enjoyed seeing Miss Alexa Snow in the building. It was lovely seeing Marcus in the building. I just knew I was going to see my brother Rodney in the building, but he was not. I miss him so much. Kelly, I ain't seen you so long. I miss you, and welcome home, Divine.
Thank you, goddess.
That's what's up. I had to train my daughter, Miss Amaya, to be a woman because she was too busy pulling her shoes off trying to fight. Goddess, I told her this is what
you
do
when she get out here.
I had to snatch her up and tell her this is what you do. You don't carry on like this. And she handled herself like a professional black woman.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hold on, we got another caller, 973-380. You're live on the air. 973-380. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. I'm not playing with you, girls. You press one and you don't say nothing, baby, you'll get completely kicked off, honey, and the phone lines are jam-packed. So you don't want
okay,
that for my time tonight. Not tonight.
So what did y'all think of the Skittles Jasmine battle?
I'm looking for my mute button.
Wasn't I to decide and vote on that too?
Alexis, somebody want to know, are you going to let us know what house you in? Are you a Revlon or are you a Arga? You were sitting there all night. Why didn't you walk?
Ooh. Well, first of all, I am still a 007. Second of all,
they can't hear you, Alexis.
All right. Go back to second of all.
You got a whole mute. I can hear you because you're in my living room, but they can't hear you on the phone.
I'm sorry. First of all, I am a 007 still. Second of all, I didn't walk because I wasn't prepared for the category. But trust me, we'll get to meet soon at a runway near you. Win, lose, or draw, I'm still going to be satisfied, content.
And they called you out LSS as a Revlon and you paid it?
Well, actually, they called me out as Alexis Snow. And then he turned around and said Alexis Revlon. But I am who I am. I'm always going to be me regardless.
Well, first he said Alexis,
regardless.
And then I said Alexis
so
Snow, but she
oh,
would
girl,
not come
what
out.
What is it, girl? Stop playing these games, Alexis. She's just Alexis Snow.
You already know.
They just felt like that because she was at the ball with me I asked my sister to come down and chill at the ball with me. And then, if she's going to sit at the table with me because she's there with me. And so she was at the red table.
But, Kelly, you know, I'll sit at anybody's table.
Yeah.
Remember I said at the Chanel table with Fred and it was a big juice in my back?
Now she's out of the house too.
I mean,
my girl, come on.
I'm not playing with you.
Well, speaking of tables, that was a nice cake they had on the table too. How did it taste?
I don't know.
This
I didn't get a chance to eat it.
That fucking cupcake was dry. Boots. Those were made in somebody's kitchen. And they, girl, you know what? Let me start.
But the cake did, I don't know how it tastes, but it looked really, really nice when they sat on the table because it had your house name on it and everything.
Can I get another drink, please?
Can I get another drink, please?
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. Do you want the winners, Kelly, for the most part?
Yeah, give me the winners because the way the girls was reading the ball, Miss Thing, they was giving her the only thing that was cute was grand prize, Miss Thing.
No, real, Butch Queen realness was cute. There were a lot of schoolboys.
Oh, yeah, big shouts out to Jeezy, Cash, and I don't know the other Ebony Pretty Boy who walked away.
Chopper, yeah.
Congratulations to them for winning Pretty Boy Realness. Who else won? I don't really remember.
Junior Prodigy won Schoolboy Realness. Shout out to him. You were definitely in character.
Yeah.
Who is
it was a Revlon that won Thug Realness.
The Escada?
Huh?
No, I think the Ebony won Sex Ira.
Is that the sick one? You were
that was that goddess. Actually, he's from Flint. Anything like Zay or something?
Yeah, he's from Flint. He's up here somewhere in Flint, but I think he was the one who won.
Yeah, they won.
I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to none of the ball. I sat at the table the whole night. You know when you're in the middle of a wild wilderness, you don't want to make any sudden moves?
That's what it felt like. It was in the woods.
It was just wall to wall and too many people.
So Ryan, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And, God, with some of those names that y'all called out for judging, I've seen my father in North Carolina last year. When you call out certain people's names or certain people's position in ballroom or status, he's actually got up off the panel and said he didn't want to sit down and judge along those people.
He did that.
He did that in Cincinnati as well?
Yeah, that's why. Because originally I was scheduled to judge when he came in town. Of course, I gave up my seat because he's an icon. So he sat down, and then it was too much going on, and he felt like the people up there were unworthy. So he went next, sat next to my mama, and paid the panel.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
let me tell y'all who was on the second half panel. It was Omari Khan. Shout out to my grandbaby Omari Khan. He was looking good. Next to him was Jay Prodigy. Next to him is Deshaunee Visu. Next to him, who?
Tay.
LaMail.
Tay Ebony.
Oh, yeah, Lavelle Balenciaga.
Yeah, Lavelle Balenciaga was
the next. It was nice seeing Lavelle. I have
Don't do that to my daughter.
Legendary Dante Ebony was in the building. Who's next to Dante?
TJ.
Oh, overseer TJ was right here. I don't know what he was doing. Then you had.
Then it was Larry. It was Larry.
Then you had legendary Larry 007.
When you talk, all I hear is.
Off was the icon himself, Tony Revlon, and then it was Mother Maya Revlon, and then the disciple. Now this is what I didn't understand. How do you have eight people on the panel?
No, I was the ninth person sitting down I got up from off them tables because I couldn't see shit and came and sat down.
Oh, okay.
They just
stopped counting at four, so bitch, it was kind of like
it never got to me.
Right, it never got to her unless it was 4-4. But if it was 4-3, they just gave it to the person who had
four.
It didn't get to Gallup a lot of times.
Gallup only broke a few times.
Let me say this to the commentators. If you don't know how to do nothing else, please, ma'am, please, sir, learn how to count.
Ooh.
I have that trouble in a lot of places that I go.
Hold on, Kelly. Alexis, I'm actually say it real fast. I do have a ball coming up, and I'm just going to be serious. I don't think they don't know how to count. It was intentional. If you notice, and I want y'all to get the DVD, certain categories,
the
they DVD. Counted the votes aloud, And then when their girlfriends was walking, they was counting in their head. Note to any commentator commentating anything I have, you need to count. You need to count the vote. You need to count the votes aloud, and then there'll be no counting in your head. You need to count so we can watch and see if someone's trying it. I'm never going to turn a judge's decision, but I would like to see how the judges are voting. And I saw the person voting differently.
But Marcus, you are right about that.
So I paid it.
You're right, Marcus. But the thing also is, some girls when the confusion started happening, everybody started yelling with each other. The first thing the girls would do when they say, "Well, let's recount the votes," is change their votes.
Oh yeah, that happened too.
A few times.
Yes, Ronnie. They say your house number was changing his vote. So I understand. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know. Hey, Jasmine Icon was in the building also.
Did my house number change his votes?
I didn't notice it, but I didn't have a dog in that fight.
Of course he didn't notice it. He only noticed it when he was arguing about the Escadas.
No. Oh my God. Yes.
And he was all in the middle of the floor arguing for the starters.
He had the nerve to tell everybody, they're not gonna get shaded as long as I'm in the building.
It's a few of them that I will be getting back.
So, Alexis, did you give a shout out to Maine? He wasn't saying anything. He wasn't there.
Who?
Did you say shout out to Maine and Scotta? What was going on with him?
He was in the building.
No, you said Marcus was doing a talking, but Maine didn't notice him.
Maine was doing a lot of talking.
He didn't have to talk.
Oh, okay. He has a representative already.
He had the overall father and Scotta till I was right there.
Oh, y'all trying it?
Listen, Kelly, Marcus said, y'all won't get it on my motherfucking watch,
bitch. Bitch, he pointed at the panel. He was going off, fuck y'all, y'all not going to try
y'all. Well, put me out. No, then the bitch will say, I've been put out of better motherfucking places.
I've been put out of better places.
A true cocktail don't act like that, Kelly.
I want to refer you to the Blinding Ball 2010 where the overall father shut the fuck shit down.
We had to go
sit in the residence and play cards and take Kelly money. And so we don't.
Because overall, Father Cocktail didn't know how to act.
He shut the function down. In a cocktail less function. That's the shade. It wasn't no cocktail in Philly that night.
He was just acting out.
Marcus, you were not.
Don't forget, the cocktails will be flowing.
So
girls definitely get in the building early and get your cocktail. Okay?
Now, no shade. What else about the ball that was actually... nice. I thought the LSS didn't carry too long either. What did y'all mean? I think it was decent.
Definitely for the time. I think it was decent.
Especially for the number of people that was in there, and then they kind of mixed it up because it was a lot of Pittsburgh people, Buffalo people. Shout out to Tony Pachotti from Western New York. It was nice seeing you again. Chicago was in the building. Detroit was in the building. I haven't really seen a ball like that in Ohio since like that Eva and Deja.
I agree, Marcus. I definitely agree. It was definitely good. So, regardless, the girls want to know, are you going to be in Chicago or are you going to be in New York? She already said she's going to be in New York at the Coldest Winter. I was like, after walking to Motor City Casino, I love you all, and I will talk to you later. I will be in North Carolina.
That wasn't the question.
North Carolina, Warrensburg.
And
Alexis, I'm working on that for you, what we talked about.
Thank you.
I'm working on that for you. And I got to send you something, Kelly. I got to send it to you. I'll send it to you. I'm going to send it to you the same way I sent you this text earlier. I'm going to send you something. You know
okay.
what I'm talking about, too. I love you, Rodney. I love you, Amaya. I'm going to go ahead and gamble my life away. I will talk to y'all later. Tune in. See you next week, TT.
Bye, Mom.
Okay. Well, you know, that answers the question, honey. Girls are definitely missing. The coldest winter ever is definitely
missing, Kelly.
The
coldest winter ever.
Was she going to be where or where?
Huh?
What question did you ask her? Was she going to be where or where?
Will she be in New York? Will she be at the Midwest Legends Ball? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. The Legends Ball in Chicago or New York.
She probably going to go to that because somebody's going to need to be there for a supervision of that foolishness. So somebody will need to be there.
No, she'll be in New York. Anyway, listen.
Yeah, because I definitely won't be there either.
I just want to say, Kelly, baby, the coldest winter ever is going to be one for the books. Do you hear me? Everybody is talking about the coldest winter ever.
I know it is, honey. I know it definitely is. It's definitely going to be a rock, sock, and bull, honey. That's why I have the glam squad, because I'm coming to wake the fucking building up.
Wake it up.
Yes, I'm coming to wake up. Okay. It's definitely going to be a hot ball, Miss Say. What else happened this weekend? Ain't nothing else happened this weekend?
Oh, the ball in Minnesota was shut down, and they said Ms. Wahee's attacked the security.
I need you to start directing.
They finished the ball. This happened after
the
ball, right? Yeah, this happened after the ball.
Right. But this happened as they were leaving, and some Fem Queen couldn't take, some hard Fem Queen couldn't take a Mizrahi Fem Queen.
Ooh.
And so that started it, and the security tried to break it up. The Mizrahis attacked the security. The security got away somehow and came into the club and then came back with a taser and tased the girls so they were on the ground. And somebody, this is allegedly out of Minnesota.
That was very shocking.
They said Father Cantrell, Ms. Rahi tried to run over the security with a car. So I'm assuming you can't come back to Minnesota and have a function at that club.
Father Cantrell was trying to drive to run over security. He ran over the railroad tracks. His car got stuck on the railroad tracks, and they had to call a tow truck to move the car off the railroad tracks.
I can't.
And all of this was in 7 below weather.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Seven?
Oh, my
God. Yes, please.
Oh, hell no.
Bitch, just a minute. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a call.
It's the global warming. It's the global warming out there that got that all messed up like that.
708-724, you're live on the air.
Uh-uh.
Y'all would not do Cantrell like that.
Hey, sister.
Hey, Tasha.
Oh, fuck you, bitch. Hi, everyone else. Hey, father.
Why you fucking... Hold on. What do I do?
Anyway, that is not how it happened, y'all. Cantrell
Go ahead, Tayana. I got a question.
Hold on, Tayana. Before you continue, did you set us up and give us the wrong story so you could come on here and save face and give the Wendy Williams version?
No. You were talking about a Fem Queen which couldn't take another Fem Queen. That ain't
it was
that.
A woman. It was a woman.
I told you, right, it was a real fish. You know, the real fish can't take.
Okay.
So she can take on this girl. Her name is Vanessa. She is so pretty, but she is a thug at the same time.
I know a lot of them.
So, yeah, she had whooped the security guard ass, had them laid out on the ground.
Yes, my type of girl.
Okay.
I know, that's right, bitch. So, Tayana, they sent the question over, Chicago or New York.
Damn, you beat me to it.
Well, huh? Hey, Javon. I know you be muting your phone all the time, girl.
Tayana, stop trying to avoid the question.
I'm not avoiding the question I was going to answer, but I got to tell how it is. Because we have a mandatory meeting out there, I have to be there. So.
Oh, so you'll be in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. My sister Beverly, I think she needs to rework her contract, we say.
Oh, where is she?
She's in Chicago.
Whatever she needs to be getting her what she normally gets, you know, her, you know, get her fee, get her advance, you know, payment and stuff. Go on out there, self, and get that money.
They say how she going to get the money if ain't nobody at the ball.
Oh.
Well,
two people or three people. Those are legends and icons having the ball. They're supposed to have their money from the beginning.
Well, baby.
Where's that sound?
That
say blah, 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 blah.
She should have her a plane chartered waiting, honey.
Baby.
Y'all are not talking about the Midwest legends and icons like that.
I'm getting everybody is going to be here in New York. The coldest winter ever is going to be the hot motherfucking ball, honey, for 2013. It's going to be the first ball of the – actually, the first major ball of the year, Miss Thane. And it'll
be –
Cut the beat, Kelly.
Let's be fair. Sasha will be having the first major ball of the year. We already know, and Atlanta is a big MLK is a big activity in Atlanta. Just because the girls are not talking about it as much as the coldest winter, I do believe the girls will be in the building. It's just like the House of Icon in the house in the Atlanta Awards Ball. You know, the Icon Ball was always one weekend, and then the Awards Ball was always another weekend. So I'm pretty sure they're going to have, you know, people are going to be at both.
Oh, somebody said, since we're talking about Atlanta, can we talk about some of these people that's won of the year?
Uh-oh. Nobody has won yet. They haven't. I don't think they came up with winners yet, Kelly.
Oh, well, somebody just hit me up and said that, how the fuck did China Miyake Mugler win Mother of the Year with Felicity?
Oh, wow.
Don't you have to go to so many meetings in a year?
I don't know. I don't live in Atlanta.
Yeah, they have a rule like you have to go to so many of the year. You have to go to so many parent alliance meetings. So
in addition to winning balls, you have to participate in the meetings and stuff like that. It's not just about the winnings.
Well, I don't know, honey. I don't live in Atlanta, so I really don't care, honey. I'll be in New York.
Oh. You're not doing us for all you can eat crab legs?
No. I'll be at the coldest winter ever, and then I'll be at Mardi Gras, and from Mardi Gras I'm going to Oakland, and then I'm coming back to stay in the house for 2 weeks, and then I'll be in North Carolina.
Okay.
No.
Oakland.
Yeah, yeah.
I might see you there.
Child, the girls is fierce, Miss Thang, okay? Rodney,
what happened, Kelly?
The girls send over a question. They want to know, how is Shadira going to feel when she get released from custody that Laomi is mother prodigy New York City?
Y'all just came on the show last week and asked a question about they heard that Leon was not being up. Now she, I'm confused, and I'm a prodigy. I'm confused. Y'all help me out.
Well, Rodney, I heard that she wasn't mother because the Miss Rodney is threatening her.
Well,
yes, Kelly.
Kelly, they say you called and threatened the daughter because she went to Miss Wright, because she went to Prodigy. So I don't understand, sister. Why would you threaten your daughter?
I don't know where the girls is getting their story.
They said Kelly said that she was not going to get her no more moms, no nothing to help her out. Kelly, you bogus as hell for that.
They say, I don't know where the girls is getting their tea or their sources from, baby, but me and my daughter speak on the phone every day.
Okay, Kelly, someone just said, well, since we're talking about it, how the fuck did Andre get nominated for Father of the Year?
Who? I don't know. I don't know anything about Atlanta. He got nominated. Did he get nominated over here for son?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know, maybe.
Country,
I don't know.
If you're listening,
if you listen to
Axe Country,
yeah.
I don't know.
Tell Von the caller.
Somebody's on the phone. Just press one, Country.
Yeah, Country is always on the phone line, you know.
Exactly.
Country, press one and call in here because I don't know how Andre got nominated for Cause of the Year. Honey, okay? Baby, let's talk about...
So, wait. Y'all was messing with... What? Wait a minute, I missed that. I was trying to give you another drink. What happened with my son now?
Dave, hold on. Your son is here. He can defend himself. Country, you're live on the air.
Don't do
watch
it.
Put him back on hold.
Why you can't defend yourself?
Kelly.
Oh, okay. Let me put him back on hold. He can't talk. His PR rep said he can't talk. Sorry. Place him back on hold.
Speaking of calling,
you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay,
well, speaking of
sons,
Kelly, I see that yours is back in the city.
He just left my house. Get out my bathroom.
It's going to be good times at the coldest winter, baby.
Wow.
Hello?
Put the cocktail down, you tipsy talking girl. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello? They told me I was tipsy talking.
Who, your son?
No, somebody else said I was tipsy talking. Oh, well, I'm trying to get it done into the house of cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly? Kelly Couture? I mean, Kelly Mizrahi?
Hello?
Yeah. Kelly Couture? Okay, well, while she's off the line, let me tell y'all. Kelly is coming back, debuting as Overall Welcome Tour. We're taking a lot of the old members that have been leaving different houses, and we're going to start our own thing.
Okay. Never mind, I'm back.
And this is crazy.
Something happened. I couldn't hear nothing for a minute. I was just like, honey, what happened?
So, sister, you will be in New York, right?
Hello?
Well, hey, how are you? Welcome to the show.
No, my phone. My Devon, are you still there?
Yeah,
Devon there. Oh, okay. No, my phone had disconnected me. I don't know what happened. Now, Alexis, what was you saying, Alexis, before my phone hung up?
I forgot now, too.
You were talking about my son?
Oh, yeah. Cody's bad.
Yeah, he just left my house.
Oh, tell him I said, hey.
He's on his way to Brooklyn.
Already? I'm not home.
Really?
We're going to make him dance.
I did already. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Oh, I am great. I am divine and darling and just loving the tea and the atmosphere. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, I'm calling from Washmore, and I just had a question. Why do transsexuals like studs? What's the tea with that?
Well, you know what? Since we have an expert on the line, Mother Kelly Couture, could you take this question, please?
Excuse me? I want to know who I don't speak to private callers about things like that, baby. If people want to talk. Baby, you know, they can call in, honey, with their number unblocked, and we can have a conversation.
Well, that's good.
I'm definitely give you the breakdown in the dialect.
We got these papers out here, darling.
What you say?
You want me to unblock it so we can get the tea and get the talking?
No, girl, let's just tell you. Don't be mad at nature.
No, Alexis,
don't
yes.
Don't be upset about what nature intended, girl.
Yes, if you wanna have an intelligent conversation with me about anything, please unblock your number and call back in, and we can definitely have this conversation.
Okay, no problem, boo. I'm about to unblock it and call you right back.
Okay, thanks.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes, no, look, go and do it. Don't hang up.
Yes, that's how we do this, honey. Close the door. Yeah.
Well, fuck it, we could have left it private and had an ignorant conversation. I was ready for that.
That's
exactly what you said.
They get real crazy and disrespectful. I got all that.
Fuck it. We could have left it private and had an ignorant conversation. I was ready for that.
Kelly, somebody just hit me up and said, get that bulldog off the line.
Y'all excuse me. I had a couple of cocktails in there.
Okay. 404.
And I'm like, didn't we have a whole conversation about this? Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl. Get out.
Hold on, y'all. 404-454. You're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly? One more time again. So I got a question. Somebody just called in and asked me. It was like, so is Stephanie still a blonic, or was she ever a blonic? They heard that Milan paid her off to say that she was a blonic.
Y'all, as much as why are you at the blonics tonight?
These are questions that people are calling me about. What do you mean? I was calling about the blonic. Because I answered that question.
House, trying to get an in-depth check on what's going on. You going back?
How much are you going back?
Can somebody answer my question?
Cricket? Are you going back?
Can somebody answer the question?
I don't think Stephanie was never a blonic because her page.
Are you drinking now?
Her page always said Stephanie 007 since she left the House of Milan. When she was a Milan, her name was Stephanie Milan on Facebook, and when she left the House of Milan, it was 007, and it's been 007 ever since.
Well, speaking of 007s, I heard that Father Manny Gotti. Ooh.
Who is that?
The pretty one from LA.
He's a 007 now?
It says it on his page, and he said it on his page.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, big shout out to Father Manny Yeah.
When did y'all get the juice of what supposedly happened?
What happened?
Yes. The house mother, supposedly put out a bad rumor about him, and he was very hurt. You know, the rumor was like in regards to like a health read, and he was just like, "Oh my God, like that's so serious. You're supposed to be my family, my mother. You know, I really dedicated myself to the house, but you know, I'm really sorry to hear that, Manny. I hate it didn't work out."
Poor baby.
Yeah, that's sad. It's no shade.
Oh, somebody hit me up.
Hold on, wait, Kelly. They said.
Wait, hold on. Somebody hit me up in my inbox and said, "Can y'all please stop talking about D-list news on this show? Who cares?"
That was probably the same person.
It was a slow weekend.
Yeah, he's only a baller in Ohio. Listen, Kelly, the only reason Country wasn't nominated because he just became father. That's why.
Mm.
This
is trying to call in and give us some good juice, honey.
Yeah, they got something better to talk about. They always want to walk on the cover and press one.
No, I'm not.
Look, since everybody always talking about my house, I'm talking about somebody else's house right now. Y'all give me one second.
Come on, Rodney.
Fall through, brother.
Come on, Uncle. Set the motherfucking table.
Fall through, brother.
Daughter.
Y'all better grab the name.
I don't have time for this shit.
I heard that Lawrence came back to the house and started shaking the table, and you have been kicked out of all the Ebony groups. Is that true, and why?
Another one bites the dust.
Heaven, hold on, because I feel like this is about to get a little messy.
Carla, are you there? Daughter, are you there?
Father, I guess one of my good girlfriends, you know, I used a PC a long time ago, and I guess she kept all my information, and was just going in the groups and copying and pasting everything and then putting it into one of you guys' private groups.
Oh. So
do you feel violated?
The information from the evidence was getting out through your page via someone has your password and was getting into the elite groups and different.
Man, you know, I should shake them.
Hold on, we have an Ebony PR representative on the phone. Naima, Ebony, you're live on the air.
I just wanted to know, Miss Claus, is your wand still working over there?
Let me tell you something about me, Naima. I'm a bitch of many wands, many crafts, and many motherfucking things.
Now, whoever I'm about to say Naima's password. Whoever
so
had,
Naima, is you,
oh, no, I can't
are you
drink this. I can't drink this.
Are you saying that Alexis was the one that was in my daughter's box, stealing all her information? Or just what you're saying?
I love when the girls set the table for me.
Rodney, brother Rodney, yes, they were saying that Alexis was in Tiana's box. They said somebody said that they called and told her to get up and change her password, and then Alexis broke it up and showed me that she is a girl with many wands and many tricks, and that password was not needed.
Thank you.
Okay. If y'all want me to shake the table,
wait a minute. So Naima.
Hold on. I'm going to shake the table, honey. And I'm going to be the first bitch to tell y'all this thing. And y'all know I don't motherfucking lie on this lady. But I swear to Barbara Dolores Hunter, Miss Thing, Miss Alexis was not the one that was shaking the table. It was somebody else that was shaking the motherfucking table in the Ebony chat.
Oh? Not girl.
Wait.
Let's go put a name on that envelope.
I'm not gonna put no name on that envelope. But if y'all want us to still shake the Ebony motherfucking chat room, mistake, we can still shake the Ebony chat room. Don't think because y'all took Tiana out like the girl did to my sister, Pussy Mizrahi, when I left the Mizzes and they thought it was her and they took her out of all the rooms, mistake, and I was still getting the tea. Don't have us shake the Ebony motherfucking chat room.
Hold on one second. If her wand was that bad, she would have got some tea out of two other rooms that's open, and she's never been able to get tea out of those two rooms.
Let me say this. So let me tell you how the girls set shit up.
Hold on, wait, Divine.
Let me shake this table right now. See, the girls tried to set the doll up and said that I was using Tiana's password when they were setting the trap. Some of Dee Dee and Tiffany was coming to Ebony. Girl, I knew that was a motherfucking lie. Bitch, I'm not motherfucking stupid. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? A motherfucking youngin? Bitch, I'm a veteran at this motherfucking shit. Y'all got me fucked up. Like I told you. Oh, Naima, I don't want to be in y'all groups. Those other two groups that you opened, that you wouldn't put chicken in them in because you thought they was pumping me the fucking tea, bitch. Let me explain something to you. Bitch, I am a crafty motherfucking queen.
Still don't have the tea out of those two rooms.
Girl, not at
never
you.
Been able to get.
Naima, don't start nothing that you can't motherfucking finish.
Trust me, I can start it.
Kelly, girl, she thinks because she created a group, girl, and wouldn't put my faves in, that she was going to stop me from getting tea. Bitch, I don't care.
You know what we're going to do? Naima, you feel it. You feel really foolish, Naima. We're going to break the legs off of that motherfucking table mistake, and we're going to take it out the elite group, bitch, and we're going to start posting it on our main motherfucking page.
Bitch, hello.
Let me tell you something. I have never fell over that door, honey. And such a relief. You haven't been able to get it in 2 years. You still ain't going to be able to get it.
That's what you think, girl.
Oh my God.
Oh, well, the caller went away, honey. I had a caller, but they went away. I was about to get.
Oh, my God. Oh, shout out to Armani Chanel, the Walk of the Gulf Coast. What's up, boo? I see you out there. Thank you for the love.
Thank you, boo.
Let me open up my computer, honey. Hold on, because apparently
the new term is when you're gonna turn a girl for 2013. The new term is called shaking the table. And then when she shakes your table, Miss Thing, you better come back and bitch. You better break the legs off of her table at the table.
And watch the dishes fall on the ground, bitch. Yes, ma'am, honey. When the girls shake the table, you gotta shake it back, break the legs, and watch the dishes fall on the floor.
Somebody hit me up and said, "Tell Naima Chow, please. Everybody knows the Ebony Beat because they air their own motherfucking shit out."
tell him I said to say it in my face.
Oh, you know what? Let me give a big shout out to Hassan 007.
And they said they in the inbox right now with a whole bunch of tea.
They ain't got no tea, honey. Well, there's no tea to be told, honey. Anyway, the only tea that was back was... Let me shut up, girl. Listen, shout out to Hassan of 007 for being the only Ebony to get nominated for Of the Year in Atlanta.
Oh. And they put him out.
Yeah, they put him out. But he was the only person that won Of the Year from Atlanta in Ebony. That's what he
was.
Isn't
somebody
else
why
else
would
Of the Year
out? Hold on, y'all.
Hold on.
323-286. You're live on the air.
Y'all will not on this evening. Hi, Alexis. How are you doing? Hi, Devon.
Hi, Mister. How are you doing?
Hi, Rodney. Hi, Kelly. I'm fine. Y'all are
what's
really
going on
evenings tonight. It's no shade.
Well, Naima always wanna jump on the show and shake her table, and now we about to break the legs.
Hold on, y'all.
516-960. Oh, Dexter, please. I don't want to hear it.
Y'all let my father through.
Come on, Dexter,
you're live on the air.
I knew that number.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Dexter. Oh shit.
Can you clear the line so my 516-280 could come on?
Hold on.
Somebody want to snatch the tablecloth off the table.
This table ain't gonna be no good after tonight.
Dex, is you thrilled? I just cleared some of the numbers, honey. It's so many numbers here.
Okay, hold on.
This table ain't gonna be able to stand no more. Kelly, we gotta go get new furniture.
We don't have to get new furniture for the house of Ebony because, bitch, we about to break they motherfucking legs.
Oh, that was
oh, wow.
Happened.
And Hassan said he didn't get put out. Correction, he left.
Okay.
Hassan, come through and put a chain on. Hold on.
Dexter, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm here. Miss Alexis.
Hey, Laura. How you doing?
Girl, how you doing, baby?
I'm feeling fine right now.
It's no shade. You stole Tayana's password and have been logging into her Facebook for months. You were getting in the Ebony group. I clocked it. And now you can't get no more tea. Right?
Now let me say this. No, I was not logging in for months. I don't need Tayana's password for the umpteenth time. See, Lawrence, you have to realize there are many moles in this family. You know, I run with the
Geek Squad. You see what I'm saying about you in the group right now?
I run with the Geek Squad.
You see what I've posted.
I don't have my computer. That's why I keep telling you I'm writing about you right now. I haven't had a computer in about 2 weeks. That's what I kept telling y'all.
So how was Tayana's name on the sing by list and she hasn't been on Facebook in
a week? I've been on my page for the past 2 weeks.
How is she on the sing by list and she ain't been on Facebook in I don't know how long? She didn't even know I was there.
Lance, are you trying to put comfort me?
No, I'm not coming for you, but I'm just putting it out there. It's real.
Nah,
it's
I'm trying to get her father position back.
Oh.
Somebody just inboxed me that I love Lawrence. So Lawrence knows not my shade. Somebody said, child, Lawrence is trying to get her father position back.
Lawrence ain't trying to do anything.
they're probably going to give it back to them when they make Face New England father.
You said what?
Child,
please. Like I said, honey, she still ain't made me know in over.
Girl,
a year.
Is, hold on, wait. You know what? I've been being real nice to this lady over here. Naima.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like something.
Hold on,
yes.
Alexis. Hold on one second. Naima's not made for Monday night. She's good for Tuesday and Wednesday. So
now, so
take it easy. Take it easy.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Lawrence, I enjoyed the interview, Lawrence, on the CBS.
Naima,
I really enjoyed your interview.
Naima, somebody. Here you go. This, I ain't got to say it. Here you go. Go ahead, Kelly.
Somebody said, can you please put Naima on hold, Miss Thing? This is not Tuesday night.
See, Naima, I told you. See you tomorrow.
Hey, we're going to break the legs off the ebony table, baby. Trust and believe that.
Okay, let me call my geek squad since the girls want to try me.
Kelly?
Yes.
Yes, Naima is late just like her feet.
In my interview with the ex-mother of the House of Blahnik, she said that, you know, she left very respectfully. She did put a note out there for the kids to not even leave. But just based on her being a loving parent, some of them decided to follow her. But she didn't invite, she asked them if they was happy with Blahnik to stay in Blahnik. But she did feel some kind of way that the overall father, who she was more than supportive to, liked a post that Champ had put out there greeting kids. And she felt some kind of way about that. But she said she's not going to rebuttal. She's not going to comment on anything. She left respectfully, and she's going to leave it at that.
Hold on. Wait. Say what now? Who she was talking about?
Say it again.
Who was she talking about? What post?
No, he said he just felt some kind of way that the overall father commented on a post that someone, another member, put in there that, you know, that she felt some kind of way about, too, because she was never disrespectful to him either.
Well, you know what? This is my thing. People are only loyal to you and your friends while you're in their house, a lot of people. Once you leave their house, they don't give two fucks about you. And I'm not talking about nobody in particular, but you see it all the time. A lot of times, a lot of houses, if you're in a house, oh, this is my sister, I love her, da 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 da. And when a bitch leaves, it's like, girl, fuck that bitch. I don't like that hoe anyway.
Hold on. 0424254, you're live on the air.
Hello. Can a real legend come through and play?
Oh?
What's going on,
what
girl?
What's going on, Hot Town? You're the only person that got nominated for the House of Ebony, but you're no longer Ebony. What's the tea with that?
Well, I left the house to provide clarity for Rodney. I don't know why everybody
said
keeps
saying
I got
kicked
out.
Sir.
I said it too.
He did not get put out. He left. I wanted to make sure I clear that up because I know he will be pressing one.
You're the only person that got nominated.
I just saw the list. Congratulations to Pony, too. She's not in the house either, but she got nominated, too. So.
And Pony
nominated.
Out, too?
Yeah, Pony got nominated. I actually won mine, but I guess the rest of the other categories they got.
Oh shit! When they Pony out? Oh, I'm gagging. They put Poons out.
They put her out, or she? From my understanding, she left. I don't think she got put out.
Bye.
Oh no, they said Pony left after Labor Day. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say that's what I got.
Damn, what is going on, Miss Day? Y'all girls' mouth is fierce, Miss Day. I'm not with y'all girls on. I'm not, Miss Day. They said, Alexis, how are they putting out all of these girls' mistakes, but they keeping the girls with the shadow?
listen. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Now, this is one house y'all is not going to attack, baby.
Well, we can make it a free-for-all, honey. Hold on. Let me bring Dexter and Lawrence back on so you can have some backup. Dexter and Lawrence, y'all back on the air because you look like you're going to need some help because me and Alexis is about to break this motherfucking legs off this table. My sister's going to take one side and I'm going to take the other side.
Oh, well, come on, because I'm holding this up. So what's the tea?
Oh, wait. Well, be quiet, Anna. Keep Alexis.
No, go ahead.
Alexis, who had the razor bumps, Alexis?
Alexis.
Alexis.
What happened? I'm sorry. What happened?
They said, ask Alexis about the child with the razor bumps. Laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud, laugh out loud.
Who had razor bumps?
Well, it's
so shady.
Every bitch, it's not like every queen. It's not
I can think of a couple of girls with razor bumps.
In all fucking houses.
Who?
No, no, no. Somebody at the ball yesterday, Dexter, at the ball.
Who had razor bumps yesterday?
Oh, they said that same femme queen, Alexis.
What?
Who?
Alexis, the femme queen with the razor bump.
This one was a lot of them. I'm trying to figure out who they're talking about.
You know who they're talking about, Alexis. You said it was an ebony femme queen bitch that was crunching munch under the neck, and they wanted to know who.
Thank you. See, the bitches want to use me for the scapegoat when they got something to say. No, bitch, you want
to
use me.
First, let me tell you something, Tayana. I was not sitting next to Alexis. I was in front of the bar.
See,
Alexis was at the ref on table.
See, this is the shit. In 2013... Uh-huh. In 2013, the bitches won't use me for a scapegoat.
They shook the motherfucking table, Miss Thing. They shook the table. They gave the very, what fifth queen with the shadow? Ebony, Persia, or Naima?
Ooh.
Ooh.
They just came in my inbox. Hold on. Where's Naima? Let me bring her back on. At least so she can defend herself. Naima, you're live back on the air.
Well, I'll just settle that. I'll settle this right now. I wasn't out there, so it only leaves one other person.
Oh. Man, how are you going to say your house come under the bus like that?
Oh, shit. Naima, it just came through my inbox. They said Naima is legendary for bad feet.
Oh, well,
I'm not with y'all.
Wait a minute. TJ said she's legendary for... Come here, TJ. Tell her what you say she legendary for. Hold on.
Medicaid chat.
Oh?
What'd
you say? Chuck.
TJ, wrong voice. TJ, wrong voice. We ain't introduced you yet.
Amaya, I didn't know your shadow speaks.
Oh, shit. Girl, they is on the girls tonight, honey.
Yo, TJ, Tony, that's the reason Tony got up off that pan. I just got that beat.
Oh,
you
shit. Somebody just...
Tony got the panel because your house members was changing votes.
I told you.
They just sent me a message, and they said, please ask Dexter why are y'all keeping that email around to do Sanaya's hair.
Oh. I can't. Oh, Jesus, crucify me right now. Lord, take me away, Jesus, please.
I'm gagging at y'all girls. Y'all girls is not having it tonight, honey. Y'all is not playing.
That may have been Alexis, honey, because I'll really smash all four of the ladies off the table tonight.
What is it? Why are you going to attack me? I'm trying to enjoy my cocktail.
I don't like this new face where you can see who's viewing what. Miss Thing.
Oh, yeah,
that's the team.
Yo, it tell you every time. If a lot of people would pay attention to their groups, bitch, they would be like, wait a minute, girl. Wait a minute. What the fuck, shit? Something ain't right, man. Something's not right.
But listen, how are you viewing all of this stuff and you ain't have a computer in weeks?
I ain't been in nobody's group in 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I was
bringing
it to you.
I'm seeing it.
Oh, that's to stop your shit.
Chalupa, yeah. Listen. I'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got another caller. 410-244, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Callie?
What's going on, Jason?
Naima.
Yeah.
Hurani. What's going on, Jason Hurani? Tea party.
I'm sorry. Who's on with you, Kelly? I just got home.
Alexis, Rodney, Divine, Tayana, Naima, Marcus, and Dexter and Lawrence.
Hello, everyone.
What's that?
What's up?
Hey.
You gonna ignore me, Jason? You gonna ignore me?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I said hello, Jason, Bria, Kurani. What's going on?
You know something I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of Punani, let's talk about, hey, Rodney, did you have to,
you said Punani? No, I didn't get that, Naima. Leave it alone.
Naima, I heard you were sending for me today.
Trying to buy something for you, honey. I was just trying to get, I was just trying to throw that table inside the fireplace over there where Rodney was at.
Naima and these tables, Miss A, she gonna gag, honey. I really gagging,
you,
honey.
Girl.
Okay.
Why didn't he ask you like that, sis? What's the deal?
Divine, when you coming back out this way?
I will be at the New York Awards Ball.
All right.
I can't come out there to y'all be boss. I can't fuck with that winter. Y'all winter is too much for me. I'm a Cali girl. All that snow and all that cold weather, I can't do it. I'm so sorry. I'll be devastated. I like to wear little skirts and, you know, she like that and I come out there and a bitch be thinking she cute. She just be popsicle.
The girls are going off in the chat room and so many people on the phone lines and in the chat room tonight, honey. I just don't know. What's going on tonight?
But what's up? Y'all coming? I know y'all coming to the West for Vegas, honey.
Oh yeah, we will definitely all be in the building.
No, we like Vegas. We like to get drunk, baby. That's the alcoholic weekend, baby. They 24/7 all day. Get to. Oh my God.
What? What man? Oh.
Coming to Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm playing solitaire and doing the show. Somebody just inboxed me and said, tell Miss Alexis her fat, scary ass. Just be a real woman about it and say Persian name. Laugh out loud. I was playing solitaire. Sorry. Y'all heard me playing solitaire? They hit me up and said, you need to stop playing that game and read your inbox messages.
Hold on. Why do people want, listen, let me say this in 2013. Why do bitches want to use me to say the fuck they want to say? Now, bitch, if I turn my motherfucking, hold on, if I turn my motherfucking inbox inside out, a lot of bitches on this phone would cringe.
Why don't you?
And they will stop shaking tables and shit. Because when I tell
you,
you
should do a show all one day.
The table would be a motherfucking ashes by the time I get finished with it.
You should do a show on one day.
Now, stop trying to use me
girl,
to say what you
up.
Want.
Give it up, girl.
And Mistake, and y'all girls need to stop clocking my motherfucking background of what I'm doing over here, Mistake. Stop worrying about me being on my iPhone playing solitaire while I'm doing the motherfucking show, okay?
Oh, sit down.
No, Mistake, I get it. They sent me a message talking about you need to stop playing that game and read your inbox messages. 716-903, you're live on the air. 716-903, you're live on the air. Okay. 516-967, you're live on the air.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, okay. Bitch, you're live on the air.
Play me in Words with Friends, Kelly.
Is that Bishop?
Play me in Words with Friends. That's all.
Hold on, wait. Dexter, you really want to what?
Let me in words with friends. That's all.
Hold on, not you, Bishop. Dexter, what you said?
No, I really want to snatch some tablecloths off the table, but...
Go ahead.
I'm more like a face-to-face person.
Motherfucker, snatch the motherfucking tablecloth, Dexter.
I'm just going
to... Is this Brianna Feel Good Fields? Is that Skittles?
The lighter right there. But, you know, I don't want to act all out and stuff. I got company right now. But I'm just here, you know. I'm around on the show with y'all.
I want y'all to snatch the tail. I'm gagging at y'all. I'm really gagging at y'all. Elite people is really acting like y'all really scared to snatch motherfucking tablecloths. What the fuck?
Everybody's scared. I'm not scared.
Well, I'm ready for the tablecloths to start getting snatched.
Lawrence, you've been snatching enough to... Lawrence, you've been showing off since you went back home. I meant to tell you that, too.
So I have not even done nothing. That's the shame. You keep saying that, but I ain't even done shit.
It all started that day, and that mouth has been going ever since then.
No, that bitch. Okay, that bitch. She did that shit.
Hey, can I say one more thing, and then put me back on mute? Hey, everybody, be careful. Hey, be careful. But that bug, be careful of the flu bug. Please wash your hands and sanitize your hands after you shake anybody's hand. Because I'm telling you, that bug is going around. Bloody.
Okay, thank you, Bishop. Marcus, somebody said to ask Marcus why was Tree shaking the table on his Facebook wall.
Oh. Oh, my God. I clicked back on his phone just in time.
Are you talking about what he said, bags and make them dance?
No, he said grams
will make them
change. And then somebody took Marcus T out and said that he said that Tree commentates for Coca-Lina.
Oh,
not for the Coca-Lina.
Marcus?
Huh?
No, the question, Marcus.
I'm text messaging. What happened?
They said, ask Marcus, why was Tree shaking the table on his wall?
I don't know what he meant by that.
They said he don't know, honey. He don't know.
This is my question. Why do girls want to put other people's names in it? Bitch,
have I ever not said what I needed to say by saying my name? Bitch, y'all can't.
That trick don't work. You got to try one of them other people for that.
Maybe.
The girls acting scary tonight, honey. I can't believe this.
Yeah, I'm really gagging, honey.
You know why? Because they got balls coming up, girl. They got balls
bitch,
coming
up. Bitch, you got a ball coming
up,
too.
Hold on.
Somebody said Marcus don't want to answer the question. They said, somebody hit me up and said, Tree got an 8-ball for commentating the ball.
So let me get this right. You'll suck a dick instead of getting your 250, and you'll commentate a ball for an 8-ball?
Yeah.
Plus, hold on, and I'll be honest with you. Some commentators shouldn't get an 8-ball. So what the fuck would they do for a Klondike ball?
Okay. He said Tree called Marcus a bitch and said something. He cannot count on him. The kids is sucking dick, Miss Amy. The kids is dick for DJing, Miss Amy, and getting 8-balls for commentating. What is the ballroom scene coming to?
Kelly. Kelly, you are the TMZ of ballroom, girl.
Yeah.
I need you to be the CNN of ballroom.
Miss A, I'm just gagging. No, Miss A, but baby, listen. Bitch, I'm not. You and the girls know, Miss A. I mean, y'all heard of me many years ago, Miss A. I do services, services rendered for things in the ballroom. But, bitch, I ain't gonna tell nobody, bitch, okay, I'm gonna go out and get you $1,000 worth of liquor. You give me an 8-ball. Bitch, please. Bitch, the girls is stupid. Bitch, yeah, Miss Saint, and I ain't gonna sniff that by myself, Miss Saint, girl. So, bitch, like, what? Miss St. Girls, you got y'all girls better. Listen, y'all girls better get up on y'all motherfucker shit. Get y'all coins, Miss St. Stop doing favors, Miss St. For services, Miss St. This is making me wonder. This is making me wonder because a lot of these girls that y'all talking about, Miss St., it's escorts also, Miss St. So it's making me wonder: are they getting drugs for their escorted services, or are they getting coins?
Okay.
It kind of reminded me when they had had all the text messages that came out with their child, and the child had asked but that's right. You said we wasn't gonna talk about your children, Kelly. All right, I'll leave that alone.
Exactly. Okay. Child, Miss Thing, the children are a mess, Miss Thing. I'm gagging at you kids. Y'all girls better get it together, Miss Thing. It's 2013, Miss Thing. Y'all better get y'all coins, Miss Thing. Girl, coins are in, Miss Thing. Those drugs is out, Miss Thing, girl. Miss Thing, she could have bought her eight ball after, Miss Thing. She would have got her 250, Miss Thing, 250, 300.
She would have had enough for an eight ball and
Kelly.
Yeah.
Negotiating rates for people. Most commentators do not make $250 or $300. Stop.
Inflating the rates.
Because you are inflating the rates.
Marcus, yes, they do. Because the majority of these commentators want you to pay them half up front.
I'm sorry, Miss Thing. I was giving my mini ball prices. Thing, I thought that, you know, I'll keep forgetting this.
Kelly, cut the beat. How much is your mini ball price? We're going to evaluate you at this point.
My mini ball price is $250, $300.
Kelly, it's no shade. I'm going to tell the girls, y'all can get a better deal than that. Y'all go with Kelly. And Kelly, it's no shade. Your commentation is like C-lister. So it's no shade for $1 more.
Marcus, you have to realize who you're dealing with, Marcus. I'm no ordinary commentator like all the rest of the commentators. There's no shade to none of them. I'm a commentator, and then my name alone with this radio show, Miss Thing, is worthy of my price. It's a difference, okay? It's a pleasure to have a bitch like me at your motherfucking ball, Miss Thing.
Kelly, listen, you know what? I have to agree with you. Let me say this. People at the ball, since I've been on the radio show, people was like, oh, my God, please don't read us on the show. I'm like,
yeah, I got DNA.
You know, I was lost because I'm like, I'm not the one that's the bad person. You know, and people are just like, oh, you Alexis Clark and whatever. But, girl, Kelly, is your commentating better than this?
Oh, yes! Listen, let me tell y'all something, Miss Thang. It is no shame, Miss Thang. It was a nice crowd. It was a nice crowd in my sister ball. She gave away all her coins, Miss Thang. But we had a motherfucking blast, and we had motherfucking fun. It's about acting with everybody, making the children have a good time. What did you say, Marcus?
That's a major ball. Gagaween is a major ball. I would give you $300 for a major ball. But
you're going to give me $300 for a major ball, Miss Say? Excuse me, Miss Say?
Listen, Kelly, somebody can sit me up and say, Kelly can't rock the bells, LOL.
Oh, baby, I can rock the motherfucking bells, Miss Thing, and I'm going to make the girls motherfucking feel it, Miss Thing, okay? Baby, and afterwards, Miss Thing, I'll be hoarse, I'll be out of breath, Miss Thing, and then you see, I'm not like the other commentators, Miss Thing, they just got to throw on some clothes and come, Miss Thing. I got to put on makeup and all of that stuff, and then I'll be sweating and all of that stuff, Miss Thing, all of that stuff.
Wait, Kelly, who are you referring to when you say that?
What?
Because, bitch, you just fucked my head up when you said that.
Kelly, see what you're saying when you're saying that, because you're going to bring ballroom throwbacks. You're going to bring tins of chops. You're going to have all that extra stuff going with you when you add the...
Exactly, Miss Thing. So you know I'm worth every motherfucking penny that I am paid to commentate a ball, or every penny I'm paid to come and make an appearance at a ball, I am worth every motherfucking penny. It's because I'm not, when I come, Miss Thing, you know I'm not coming by myself, Miss Thing. I'm coming with other people. I'm coming with Borrito back. I'm going to come with my team that's going to pay to get in the ball, Miss Thing. You know, I'm going to bring a couple of my kids with me, Miss Thing, whether they're nice or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to wake the motherfucking building up.
Kelly, they said you were sweating at the ball because you was in the bathroom having.
Well,
hold on. Let me just be clear. What do you think?
It's 2013. There ain't no reason to lie anymore. Yes, the fuck I was.
They say you were in the bathroom. Kelly, okay, now it's 2013. Were you in the bathroom playing with that boy ass?
Excuse me?
Were you in the bathroom playing with that boy asshole?
See, I'm not going to say what I was doing, but I was in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. They said
okay.
Alexis, which ball are you talking about?
We don't need to get into all those details.
I can answer it for you.
Naima, you will be put on hold and you will go and wait until tomorrow night. And don't call and don't try me tomorrow night.
Let her answer it, Kelly, because she's been playing with him too.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You got the lighter?
Matthew Lighter.
So, Marcus, what was your question to Kelly in regards to commentating again? What was the question?
What does she think is the maximum somebody should pay for a mini ball for commentation?
Kelly?
If she thinks she's worth $300, what do you feel as though the elite commentators are worth?
Oh, so you said Kelly is not one of these.
No, I don't know. I cannot tell you what the elite commentators is worth, because the elite commentators and Kelly, and there's no shade to them, and they both in my house, the elite commentators and Kelly is not on the same level as that, because you have to realize when you dealing with Jack and Kool-Aid, you're dealing with Jack and Kool-Aid. When you're dealing with Kelly, you're dealing with Kelly and my cast. So we come in, it's a more of a package deal. Because you got to realize, when I go out of state, this thing, I ain't going by myself. If I ain't going with my cousin and my friend and my sister Alexis, you know, and boy, we'll throw back, I'm not going by myself.
So let's go back down to this. Is this $300 all-inclusive, you get yourself there?
I don't have a problem with getting myself there. Honey, baby, please.
Well, you know what? Oh, okay, I take that back.
So
girl,
you're not
all
one
right,
of the elite girls that's charging like $900 for hair.
$900?
You need a whole
hotel from. Hold on, wait a minute. Who the fuck charges $900?
My whole trip to go to a motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, can cost me, for me to go to a ball, Miss Thing, it'll cost me, if I stay two nights, Miss Thing, it'll cost me $80 to stay two nights. Bitch, I don't have a problem with getting myself there, Miss Thing. And if I got a badass son or a badass daughter that will get me a motherfucking bus ticket, I ain't a bitch, I'm innocent. And there's no shade to Jack of Kool-Aid. I'm not Jack of Kool-Aid, Miss Thing. I don't have a problem getting my fat ass on the bus with a bunch of my kids getting on the bus and getting there. I don't need a bitch to meet any place I need to go, bitch. If I really want to get there and I want to fly, bitch, at American Express card, I never leave home to fuck without it.
Okay. Somebody said, I just got an inbox saying, I'd rather have Kelly commentate over Jay Blonick. Same chant, same boots, same khakis.
Let him tell it, honey. On his wall, on his status wall, he said that he's taking over the mic for 2017.
So y'all don't want to hear him rock the bells.
I'ma fuck y'all girls up and say y'all girls is a mess. Hold on, we gotta call up. 570-676 live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's up?
What's the topic for tonight?
It's whatever you want to do.
I don't know, but you just cut out for me tonight. What's the topic?
We just having fun. We just sitting here kicking, recapping the ball, just talking about all different things, talking about the commentators' prices and everything, and you know, and stuff.
But
and all types of things like that.
Kelly.
Yes.
My whole thing is, you know what should be for the Bulls? I feel as though it should be like straight people judging the ball, being though it's 2013. Ew, what is that in the background? Ew. Ew. Mute your phone. Ew. You sound nice.
And let me tell you something, girls. Okay. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Let me tell you, girls, something, okay? Hold on, caller. We're going to come back to you. Hold on. Let me tell you, girls, something, Miss Thing. You bitches that want to sit here and want to motherfucking try it, a bitch, about my motherfucking work that I got in my face, Miss Thing. Bitch, I don't have to lie about anything. One thing for certain, two things
y'all
for sure.
Y'all will not read my sister her $8,000.
Hold on. One thing for certain, two things for sure, okay? I will go to Mexico and get anything done. Anything that can be covered if they fuck it up, this thing, okay? Bitch, my motherfucking face, bitch. Yes, the price was inflated, Miss Thing, because I got it done on Fifth Avenue, bitches. So don't motherfucking come for me, faggots, okay? Yes, the price was inflated. I could have got it done for cheaper and got more done if I went to Mexico. But, baby, if something happens to this face, I need to be able to run back to them. You can't run back to Mexico. So when I go to get my body done, I'm going to go to Mexico. Because if they fuck it up, bitch, I can cover it up. I can't cover my fucking face up. So you faggots, suck my motherfucking mighty corn.
So, Kelly, what did they say? What did they actually say to you, Kelly?
Honey, the girl's going to talk about, Miss Kelly said she got $8,000 worth of work done in her face. I got my nose done, I got my lips done, I got my cheeks done, and I got underneath my neck liposucked so I don't look like my sister Alexis.
Now, how much you going to get, man?
Hold on, Jason.
My God.
Hold on. Kelly. Kelly. You would be honored to look like that. Cause,
honey,
I'm not. You know, I've been doing good tonight. I ain't read you all night, and I'm gonna keep it like that, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Don't try it, Miss Thing. Okay. And me and my sister will be visiting Mexico real soon. Okay. So y'all girls are going to gag, okay? But that's for the body, because if they fuck that up, Miss Thing, I can always put clothes on, and the only person that'll see it is whoever I'm fucking or sucking.
You know what? Speaking of body, did you see that picture with Alexis took a picture of herself that I had put inside the Elite Room, Kelly, when she had bent over with the phone board?
Oh. I want to give a big... I didn't see it. I gotta go look at it. I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriend, because I just seen a picture that she put up last week of me and Alexis in the group, in the official board group, because I didn't see it. I want to give a big shout out to her, because I was really sitting in that picture. And yes, Alexis does look like, you know, what's her name?
Oh! Kelly, can you please clear the line? Some men might want to address some things.
Oh, some men might want to address some things. Hold on, let me clear some of these callers, honey. Okay, I'm sorry if I got to clear your number, honey. I'm sorry. Oh, hold on, I see that. Let me put his name by his number so I don't clear him. Hello to the icon, Father of all fathers. He's on the phone line. How you doing, Father? Shout out to Father. He's on the line, honey. If I don't know your number, I'm sorry, girl. Y'all need to start calling in here more frequent so I can know your number, Miss Thing, so I don't clear your numbers off the line, Miss Thing. I'm so sorry, honey. But I know some of these numbers, but some of the numbers I don't know. I cleared the phone line some so people can call in. Big shout-out to my girlfriend, Tanae, from Atlantic City. She's on the phone line. Big shout-out to her. Big shout-out to
what's up, Tanae?
Yes, big shout out to Red Snapper. She couldn't listen to the show tonight. Big shout out to Timothy Smart, honey. And big shout out to Miss Carrie and Diva Zavanna, honey. How y'all doing? Now I got to shout out my girls, honey, you know.
Yes, I love Red Snapper.
I cleared the phone lines, honey, so if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in, honey. Well, Alexis, if they can't get through, Alexis, just send me over their number and I'll call them and bring them on the line. You know, We have those features over here when you have a platinum shell.
Miss Berlin, keep it handy. I'll see you at the coldest winter. The girl said you won't come here with all that shit.
Oh?
That's my girl.
What you trying to...
we're,
So what you trying to say, Berlin not gonna come in and win that cash? That's what you trying to say?
Okay, y'all hating on Berlin.
Oh,
shit, hold on, tonight. Oh, you cannot say that election on the last $1,000.
Now listen,
she's a true legend.
I need hold on. I need a witness. TJ, come here.
Berlin's a true legend.
TJ, come here.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Berlin says she just won $1,000 in New York.
Listen,
all
I
right.
want you to see
she's
this
been
message.
Been
right?
For
yeah,
years.
Yeah, get from over my Facebook.
And
so
you had a gag at whose fitness?
Okay, wait.
Big shout out. Big
shout
out.
Y'all shit.
Big shout out to Raheem, honey. That takes pictures of the boys. Yeah.
If she learns the pain, that flat makeup with no contouring is horrible, and she needs to stop her shit with that black lip liner and pink lipstick.
Oh, Kelly.
Wait, hold on. Come again.
Kelly, listen.
Say it again.
Come again, Vaughn. I didn't hear you.
Hold on. Am I on, Kelly?
Yeah, you're on.
I was reading her inbox message. I'm sorry, that wasn't me. Somebody was reading you about pink lipstick and grease pencil liners and stuff like that.
Kelly, they said Kelly's face will be bearable if she learns how to paint. That flat makeup with no contour is horrible, and she needs to stop her with that black lip liner and pink lipstick.
Oh shit.
The girls can't motherfucking take me, Miss Thing, okay, bitch, okay? Why y'all girls can't take me? The difference between me and all the rest of these other motherfucking girls that sit up here and pin up pictures on Facebook, bitch, when I post my pictures, what I take is what y'all get, bitch. I don't Photoshop shit, Miss Thing. I don't need to Photoshop, Miss Thing. Some bitches need to Photoshop, Miss Thing, okay?
Wait, Kelly. They said, how can Kelly read Persia with all that foo-foo under her neck, Stewart's voice?
Bitch! I have no foo-foo underneath my neck, Miss Thing Girl, okay? And none of my pictures are Photoshop at all, Miss Thing. Trust me, is what. And I'm not reading Persia, Miss Thing. Alexis read Persia about her shadow, Miss Thing, and her razor bumps, Miss Thing. Now, you okay? I wasn't at the ball, Miss Thing. I wasn't at the ball. None of my team was at the ball, so no pictures was taken. So how I know about Persia and her 5 o'clock shadow and her fucking razor bumps, Miss Thing? Y'all faggots need to stop coming for me, Miss Thing, okay?
Did they throw you all the way under the bus, Alexis?
I don't know why they wouldn't throw me under the bus.
Y'all girls can't take me, Miss Thing. Girl, get up off me, Miss Thing. If y'all ride me any harder, Miss Thing,
hold on. I got Persia right on the phone for that.
Come on, Tupac.
Shit, come on.
Come on, Tupac.
She's not out here. Oh.
To stand up here, these girls are standing up
here. I haven't got the girls riled up.
Bitch, you look about to be a bar fire.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Let me get Persia on line. Hold on.
They riding me so hard, Miss Thing, I'm about to have a sex change, Miss Thing.
Y'all want to shake tables.
Oh, Jesus.
Dexter, make me know that you can shake the motherfucking table.
Kelly, you know I can shake the table.
Well, shake the motherfucking table. It's going to be a big girl's battle. Persia versus Alexis.
What? Why are the girls always so mean about the big girls? This person was mad and now y'all want me to battle Persia? Like, what?
I
she
did y'all. You know what the fuck I'm about to do right motherfucking now, Miss Thing? Because I want to break the legs off this motherfucking Dexter, you get motherfucking on this line for motherfucking Alexis. And if anybody's out there next to motherfucking Mona, bitch, I want Mona on this motherfucking line too. Because I'm going to break the legs off this fucking table tonight.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, Alexis, girl, they want you.
Baby, I'm gonna break the legs off of this motherfucking table tonight. I need Mona and Persia on this motherfucking line, okay? Hold on, the North Carolina Awards Board just added Femme Queen Realness for $500 motherfucking dollars. Let's break the legs off of this motherfucking table. The first
really appreciate the donation. Thank you.
The first battle is a three-way battle: Alexis versus Persia versus Mona. Who's the real big bad bitch?
So I got to battle both of the Ebonies? Damn. Oh, well, Chanel, I see the girls at the back. I ain't never been scared.
Honey, baby, we take it there. Hold on, we got, oh,
wait,
hold on.
Wait a minute, what ball is going to be at Kelly?
Work, Aga.
Palano Wars for February 23rd.
Yes,
work, the next
work. That's the reason, man.
You're on the line. Ooh. Tip, you're on the line.
Oh, no, no, my bad. No, I'm just listening. Hey, Dester, hey,
Tip,
I'm listening to y'all again. I'm still listening. Tip, Ebony.
Tip, you need to call my phone, Tip.
Huh?
You need to call my phone.
All right, I will.
Okay, right. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, Kelly, stop lying. Remember you suck my dick. You gave me razor burns.
Oh. Saying now one thing for certain, two things for sure. Callers, Miss Caller, you should have been a dyke, Miss Thing. Now you would have said I ate your pussy, Miss Thing. The girls would have believed you, Miss Thing. Now, girl, okay, come on.
Let me say this to the overall icon, founding father of the House of Balenciaga. Just because you said I wouldn't, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be ready. Okay,
baby. Well, it's going down in North Carolina, Miss Thing, honey. Baby, the first battle I want to see, the first battle, Marcus, I want to see Alexis versus Mona. If you get through Mona, then you got to get Miss motherfucking Persia.
Oh. How much money is on the table?
$500,
baby.
It's $500, and then don't forget, this is how we're going to do this. Remember, I said I was going to put up 100. Fred said he was going to put up 100, Miss Thing. So, y'all girls are going to battle. Y'all girls can battle for the 500. Whichever one of y'all win out the three of y'all, y'all get that two off the back, and then you still stand there and battle for the five.
No, I'm Kelly. I said I was putting up 100 as well.
And you said, oh, well, that's going to be three. So the three between the three of y'all, that's a separate pot, and then you could still stay in battle for the 500.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's going down.
Or do you need a little bit more time, Alexis?
Hold on, Alexis. And for the country, Chanel said he'll put up another 100.
Oh,
come through country.
It's money in the beginning. Money from the fly.
I'll send my
Oh, wait. While y'all putting all that up, just make sure y'all have my birthday envelopes ready. So thank you.
Well, Alexis will be in the house by the end.
Well, hold on. I just got a message from my partner. I'm only responsible for the 500.
Yeah.
So all that other stuff y'all are promising, y'all need to either turn it in and we'll officially announce it, or y'all just come to the ball with it and y'all do that.
Well, Marcus, we have to let her.
I don't have a problem with sending my money up front.
I don't have a problem with sending my 100 up front either.
I thought y'all said on side bets.
Alexis,
if you were smart, dot.
No, it ain't no splitting it. Hell no.
They put up their money to battle each other. It's a side bet between Mona, Alexis, and Persia. That's
right.
Just that 300 on the side. Not to go with the 500 to make it 800. They get a chance to win the 500, but that 300 is on the side for them to battle each other.
Right.
Yes, and no, it's 400.
It's 400 now.
I want looking at me for their coin because maybe they only get $500.
Right, they got that. They got that. We got that clarity.
You're
it's for the side men. The girls that got some extra money, they want to put on the side because they can do that. They got the money to spend, and they come to spend it.
Yes.
But then again, as I was proposing again, Alexis, if you need more time,
We could do it at the Midwest Awards Ball for $1,000, so that'll make it
$1,400. Lord have mercy, huh, man?
Well, we don't know if Mona's going to go that far.
Oh, wow.
You're her, Tayana. She stole your password.
And Alexis, and your son said to tell you, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, my God. J-Rock said he'll put up 100, too. And then he says Persia stays.
Oh, shit.
He told me, too. He said she's staying.
Well, baby,
I don't have a problem with $1,000 already, right?
Yes.
That's make sure y'all have my motherfucking birthday envelope.
Wait, hold on, no, you got when you got five so far that the three of y'all can battle for the five by yourself. Then if you win the category overall, Miss Thing, you get another five, Miss Thing. Are you a bad bitch that you think you could all the girls down, Miss Thing, and win that personal five that we're gonna put up and then win that Marcus forget?
All I'm gonna say is I've never been a bitch that's scared of a battle. Whatever happens, happens. Win, lose, or draw, I'll come to the ball with $1,000 in my purse. Now let's say that.
Hold on, private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Up front.
And when Alexis gets set, can somebody tell her to sit on the floor? Because I can't see when I'm behind her or around her. Thank you.
Oh.
Well, while you back there, you can put your face in between my ass and blow.
Thanks for reaching out.
Oh, my God. 404-698, you're live on the air.
And when my mother wins, I'm going to give her another $200 for her birthday. Thanks. You can put me there on hold.
Oh, shit.
No.
That when his mother wins, Miss Thing, well, honey.
Girl, hold on, wait. Since she's so child-pleasing, bitch, hit the floor, period, point blank.
Who are you calling me?
No, I'm talking to the other bitch, the Al Chugger East Plug.
Oh.
Sanaya Hairdresser.
Oh, shit. somebody said her toes is already hitting the floor. I can't with you girls, Miss Tang, honey. Miss Jennifer Lopez looked good last night at the Golden Globes.
She did.
Miss Tang, bitch, she was sitting, Miss Tang, honey, okay?
Didn't they say that she's almost 50 years old or something like that?
Good, you know what? I'm so tired of this one girl that's always at my motherfucking door. Ooh. And
who is they talking about in the chat room, mommy? Why is that man wearing a wig?
Cool.
Who are they talking about in the chat room? Somebody just picked that up, mommy. Why is that man wearing a wig?
Didn't that happen to somebody?
Who?
When they talking about Nicole?
Okay, now y'all try. Now Naima, she's on the phone.
No.
Hold on. Speaking of Nicole Icon, while she around here snatching members out of people's houses and stuff. Okay, girl, why are you always at my door? I have done nothing to you. I'm not Kelly. I'm not an easy pushover win like that.
Okay.
You'll get your
baby,
chance.
Don't motherfucking do it, okay?
Hold
honey.
On. You'll get your chance at the doll also, Nicole Icon. I was going to say mother, but it's just Nicole Icon.
Oh. Miss Thang, girl. She must be not right by that phone, Miss Thang, because she ain't pressed one, but her number
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she right by the phone because she in my inbox.
Oh,
ringing the doorbell.
Her number is up there, Miss Thang. She hasn't pressed one yet, Miss Thang.
Oh, they put this clip back up.
What clip?
The big girl face for $5,000. They put the clip back up.
But the tea that I got was that that wasn't Nicole's doing, honey. That was from the founder. Snatchback.
James Icon?
No.
Ashley?
Yes, she snatched back.
Oh, she snatched back. Mm.
Yes, said it's 2013. It's Icon Reloaded.
That's what they said.
Honey, hold on. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Hello, everybody. Hi, everybody on the show. Alexis, no, you already know.
You already know.
That name says the whole motherfucking thing. You just said it for me. You already know. But I want to give you a reply to your statement, bitch. Don't make statements like I snatch people. I've never snatched nobody from nobody's house, okay? Let's make that very clear. No one snatched. No, no, no. Hold on. Already know. Hold up. Already know. Hold up.
Go ahead.
You said, no, I didn't snatch anybody. I didn't go to anybody. I didn't ask anybody. Anybody that came along over here is over here for their own reasons. I don't go knocking on anybody's fucking door but yours, because you never come out. You never come out your door. You're always inside behind that motherfucking lock, about 8 volts, and you're just talking and on the phone, drinking and doing what you're doing, but you never come out the door. So I knock on your door, be hopefully that you would come out, and I see they throwing money and cash around and everything for you, and they want you to come out this door, and Tayana is giving you more time.
It's a dance, make a dance. Unlike the rest of you and your girlfriends, I didn't have to go sit on the table to get this. I came out the mother's pussy like this.
Notice, Kaz, her girlfriend laughed because that's her line. Ain't that, Miss Kelly? Ain't that your line? Tell the truth.
But I speak the truth. I can't speak for nobody else.
But that's your girlfriend line. That's Kelly line. You speaking her words.
Well, hey, I mean, it fits me. I can't speak for nobody else.
Oh, it is me.
I didn't say it to sis. I'm just saying it to me.
Please do not put out that foresight statement and stuff like that. I'm not that type of girl, okay? That's not the way you want to shake my table, because I'll shake your table, girl, okay?
You want to shake my table, girl?
Oh, bitch. Now, y'all know I know how to shake a table. So, me and Miss Kelly have put nails on ours, and, you know.
Well, y'all had to put it back together after the last
one. No, we had put nails on it. We had to.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, somebody got a message out to you.
Somebody has
said,
a what?
And they said, a message. They said, Nicole did snatch because we all know Jasmine was comfy with Pawn until Ashley started coming back out.
I mean, well, how would that have any... Listen, Nicole did snatch because we all know Jasmine was comfortable with Pawn before Ashley came back out.
And Ashley came back out, and she got her motherfucking sister back.
I mean, couldn't it have been like a family thing? This is not a house that she left for what's name, or even if she's... How do anybody know Jasmine's even in the house of Icon? I mean, Icon. How do y'all know what house Jasmine is in? Y'all haven't heard anything from Jasmine's mouth.
That's true.
No one has heard nothing from Jasmine mouth. Everyone is saying this and saying that and saying that. But however the ball crumbles, anybody that was an Icon that came back, they came back home. They weren't snatched from nowhere and taken. They just returned home.
Nicole just babbling right now. Let me read these house minutes.
No, you go and sit down and do what you was doing at the table, drinking your liquor down in Ohio.
I'm finished. It's no more.
Okay, keep it cute, bitch.
So let me go read the Icon house files. Hold on, girl.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Oh, hi Jason. How are you? Okay. She wants to read the house of Icon files.
Our house minutes, Nicole.
What you say?
Oh, you got the minutes, Alexis? This is motherfucking.
Wait,
table.
Y'all got house minutes? What does that mean?
The minutes from the last meeting.
Ooh.
Oh, Miss Alexis in Ohio.
No. Y'all can't possibly.
Hold on, girl. I'm sniffing through the paperwork. Hold on.
You can sniff through whatever you want. You sniffing through the paperwork?
I said sniff through the paperwork.
Oh.
Keep it cute, Nicole. I'm looking for the returns.
Nicole, that's Alexis Pope. That's Alexis Pope. She gives all the information.
I mean, she
I'm looking for all of it.
But when you
want to
do information, like Kelly always said, you know, you should make sure you do a lot of research, and you should make sure that it's accurate and that it's the right information.
You know what,
putting
let
up
me
false information
about
is not
me.
Right.
Listen,
you just was
drunk.
Robbing in Tayana's inbox.
Nicole,
look at the way you go doing. You using wands and stuff to shake people's table.
Ooh, no.
And they said you're gonna be a Revlon.
Something in my inbox. What happened?
What you said?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
What did you say now? I'm sorry. I was reading something important.
Oh, well, then you missed out. Check the icons.
No, what did you say, honey?
Oh, Miss Alexis, you is in Ohio.
She said, "Hey, you about to be a Revlon?"
Why is it so important what house I'm going to?
I thought you were going to Balenciaga.
Oh, Harold's taking her.
Listen.
Oh, shit. I don't like the way you said that, sister. That was real condescending, mistake. Oh, who's taking her?
No, I'm just
kidding. Well, I'm going to say this, Nicole. I've had many
offers. Wait, don't you go.
No. I have many offers on the table. And where I choose to go, that's where I choose to go.
Oh, okay. I mean, you said that, like...
I go where I'm accepted, not where I'm tolerated.
Oh, shit.
I think, well, I don't know. That's not a statement applied to me, so I don't even have no idea.
Back to these files I was reading. Where's these returns?
You're still looking for it.
This thing is somewhere good. There's a lot of paperwork on this desk.
Kelly would have been found it already.
Well, if I was on my MacBook, I wouldn't have this problem. I would have it already. Save to the desktop. Lies. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that picture right there. Hold on.
Yeah, these big girl faces were sitting in the Lancer right here. I remember that clip.
They had took that clip down.
They all was sitting. Look at Rose in the car.
Minneapolis. Damn.
Alexis, you was right there in the front of the in the beginning of the clip.
I know I was there.
Wow, girl.
Oh. Oh, you have options out your mind. Y'all understand when being that you didn't check your files fast enough.
Yeah, but
you didn't check yours fast enough, but I got mine something. So they wanted to, Jason just said, and I asked earlier, you said Revlon, and then, you know, but are you going to make it to that meeting next week?
What meeting next week?
You don't know about the meeting next week? Are you sure, Alexis?
What meeting next week? What are you speaking of?
Aren't you going to be partnering up with Harold's going to take you?
Inquiring minds would like to know. I guess we'll have to see,
Nicole,
won't we?
Nicole, I think you have it right. Jeez. I think your timing is off.
Hold on, so Nicole
no, go ahead, Marcus. You can carry
on. Hold on, so
it's
not playing.
Oh, it's this week. When they get to MLK week. Thank you, Marcus. I'm sorry. I appreciate that.
Just for clarity.
Yes.
No,
oh, so you're leaving Ohio.
Not
you're not coming right back home. You're still checking your files? Okay.
She said Jasmine Khan was Iceman first when picking her bed. She's picking her Khan.
Y'all really know how to turn a boring weekend into a long show.
And I would have a conversation like I did always. Hold on. There was a lot of this year was a lot of paperwork on this one topic. So I have to make sure I get the right one. Cause you know him and the Ebony Child was coming. Her and the Ebony Child was coming back home. Hold on, let me see.
The girls are shaking the table tonight, Miss Fang.
I love it.
I'm staying out of it. I got nothing to say.
Oh, this on here, Jim.
Want the girls in my table, so I'm staying out of it.
That's her Jack profile.
Somebody's
Jack
profile.
You know
when I look back over this, that was
Portia
with the gold on. That bitch was
sleeping
with that short haircut.
All right,
time out. Was
she?
Mm-hmm. What's that? That is. So, Kelly, while I listen a little through the files, answer this question for me, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you find out
I saw earlier where Booty had made a post about him and Elijah was having a mini ball on Friday, and then today Andre popped up and is having a mini ball on the same day as them. So there seems to be some more issues going on in Atlanta. Did you find out the gist of that?
Oh no, I didn't know nothing. I know nothing about that, honey. I'm not even gonna be in Atlanta, so I don't give a fuck who having what or who doing what. It's no shade. I have 3 weekends long back to back. It's no shade, Starsha. I would love to come down there, but I just can't. But I don't know nothing about them anymore. Rich, why do everybody be trying to have all these mini balls on the same day and back to back and stuff? That's crazy.
It's not on the same day, Kelly. Andre's on this Wednesday. And Booty's on it that Friday.
No.
So if you read, if you read the entire post, Booty apologized because he said he misread it, and Andre's ball is on Wednesday.
Normal Wednesday night.
Well, go to Booty's page and read the post, Cheryl.
Okay, well, hold on. While Alexis goes through her files, 213-219, you're live on the air.
Lord.
Hello?
That's an L.A. number. Puppet.
Hello, L.A.?
Yeah.
213-219,
you're
live on the air.
What name is it?
Okay, you're gone.
Oh,
okay, we don't have time for this.
Kelly.
Yes.
I hear you have another West Coast visitor in New York again that we were discussing last week.
Yes, my son is here.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
CJ?
Yes, CJ's here. He just left my house and went to go take in some business.
Yes, the girls are going to be on him this week.
Get your back, honey.
What'd you say?
Girl, get your back, honey. The pussy's in town.
Oh,
howdy. I got my baby. Oh, my God.
Kelly,
are
yes?
Are you going to have a talk with your son, baby?
I'm going to have a what?
Are you going to have a talk with him?
I had a talk with him when he got here on Sunday.
Is this before or after y'all got fooled?
Bitch, I have not been fooled, Miss Thing. Okay, girl, don't do me, Miss Thing. You know I'm a real bitch, Miss Thing, honey. My coin's been low, honey. You know. Okay, I ain't been fooled, honey. I'm saving that for Sunday night. Okay. I'll be fooled on Sunday though. Alexis, what's going on with these files?
Okay.
I'm 504-317, you're live on the air.
What's going on?
What?
You say, what's going on?
What's going on?
Like, my first time on this bitch, I've been hearing about it and shit. I was trying to see what it was hitting for, you hear me? See what this bitch was about. You know what I mean?
You trying to see what this bitch was about?
This bitch is about
big booty assholes with pipes.
I feel it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Jeremy.
You can dig that? You can dig that?
I dig it all the way, you dig? Oh,
you want to hang? You want to hang 10?
I'm on this thing with the thing trying to get out this bitch, Jeremy, so what it do? What's poppin'?
I don't know. You tell us what's poppin'. Where you from, Jordy?
Oh, I'm from New Orleans, Jeremy.
Are you from New Orleans?
Yeah.
So you down for the ride. You from New Orleans.
You already know.
Okay, Alexis.
Oh, huh?
You got you a piece for New Orleans when you get there. You got the train on the Orleans.
Keep looking for a big booty bitch.
You go on vacation. You go
but
on your information,
I
girl.
Cut
it here.
I want to see that nigga ass splash. That's why I want to sit up here.
Oh, okay.
I know that's right. So what you want to talk about?
I
Oh, you want to talk about I'm talking about Cutty Chanel, yeah. That's what I want. At the back of the runway.
What he said?
I don't know.
He said something about, let's talk about Cutty Chanel.
Oh, Miss Thang, okay. I thought I was going to play with him, honey. I was going to kiki with him, Miss Thang. I thought he was trained, Miss Thang. So he's talking about.
Y'all want to let me click on this?
Miss Thang, Alexis, I'm really gagging at you, Miss Thang.
I'm not on my computer, Kelly. You know, I'm not regular computer literate no more.
Okay. Well, I don't know, Alexis. I think they got you.
I can't click on the file. Oh, my God.
Oh, girl.
I think we're going to have to give this battle to Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
You know what?
Let me get the...
You know what? Your time is out. Good night. You know what, Kaylee?
Could you fax me over the paperwork, please? Because I can't get it.
Nisi. It's getting closer to the meeting. It's getting closer to the house meeting. Now you're slacking up off of paperwork. Okay, I got you.
Rodney, what you
saying? I said it's getting closer to the house meeting, so you're slacking up off your work. Okay, I got you.
This is so laissez-faire. Can we talk about scandal?
Okay, one icon, zero red line author.
Girl, yeah, we can talk about Scandal. I enjoy Scandal this week.
I think they made us wait too motherfucking long.
Baby, you know what? I was sitting here and I was watching it with my cousin and my friend, and I told them the only person that was going to get him to wake up was Olivia, bitch. She had to touch him. That was the only way he was going to wake up, and bitch, and it was true.
He didn't wake up when she was there. He woke up later.
His wife was there. It doesn't matter. His wife was there all that time. He needed her to come in there and touch him and be in the bed with him for him to come, baby. Yes. No. See that shit.
Baby, I got the whole first season on DVD. I love that shit. My favorite part is when the wife walked in and told her she
wasn't
on her
job. Bitch, on my phone, you say y'all.
Kelly,
are you gonna tell your son and Holly congratulations on their performance last night?
Hello. Oh, congratulations to Amori Mizrahi for definitely voguing last night with Kenya Moore.
She was horrible.
You forgot one of the other performers.
I forgot them just like they forgot me at the Love and Hip Hop or Love and War Ball.
Well, congratulations, Tony Garcon, on your performance on Watch What Happens Live. Kelly, that's the
Kelly. Ronnie said, tell Wendy Williams that, tell Wendy Williams that she's cute.
Who is Wendy Williams?
What? You know, I didn't say nothing.
Did you say her name? I thought you just said Rodney.
Hilda.
Oh. It wasn't me.
I cannot wait till this coldest winter ever is over.
Why you say that?
They say because I hate, bitch, I hate my house looking like this.
Well, would the cocktails be $20 there, too? Or will we at least get a $10, $15 drink?
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, too. I went to Escalita's, and they had the audacity to charge me $12 for some Absolut. Where did Absolut cost $12?
Oh, baby, when you in the city in the club.
Bitch, not I go to BBQ to have a whole drink for $12.
We're partying. You're partying in Times Square, Marcus. They got to, you know.
If it's a BBQ's in Times Square.
I know, but that's a restaurant. Price. That's a club. There's difference in prices.
I swear they got me.
No, they ain't
that's
get you
Friday
there.
Friday night price.
No,
Hold on, y'all, honey. I have to take a bathroom break, and while we take a bathroom break, we're going to have these words from our sponsors. I'll be right back. Hopefully in this next 4 minutes, Alexis can find her tea.
I give up.
the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $500. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd, the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Award presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th. 2013 in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to all performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame performance. Sing, dance, or lip sync for $250. This will be an early event with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m. followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st. $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473, or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.
Hello, we're back! Marcus!
Baby. No, Alexis, where the hell are you?
Alexis, did you get your tea, Alexis?
Baby,
no.
She's still trying to open up the file.
Oh, shit. Marcus, the girls want to know, are you going to be in Grand March in, for the ball?
We don't have Grand Marches. We're finishing the ball.
No, I'm talking about for that Scotta ball.
I don't know anything about that.
No. Baby, I'm gagging at my sister.
Well, that's the Gulf Coast of Scotta ball, so why would that? That's the Gulf Coast of Scotta ball. I think that's what...
I'm gagging at Alexis.
Okay, okay, I got it. I had to go to another browser. The paperwork has been stamped with approval, and she will return. So Nicole Icon, not Mother Nicole Icon, Nicole Icon.
She's still on the phone lines. Her line is still open.
Okay. The paperwork has been approved, so you can stop acting like you don't know what's going on.
What paperwork?
The one to have you put out the House of Ebony.
Damn. You keep on wishing.
Okay, it don't matter to me, girl.
Let me tell you something. Now, let me go call Miss Persia.
Well, I've been getting on the inbox and told her to call the show.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, what you say?
Now, you know me and Rodney going to have to fly out on that Sunday to L.A. because, we're involved in something that Saturday in Chicago.
Wait, you got a lot of background noise. I can't hear what you're saying.
That's not me.
Hold on, y'all.
Wait, hold on. Who got a lot of background? Yeah, fix your background.
Okay, now say what?
Yeah, we're going to have to come to L.A. on Sunday because we have a commitment that's Saturday in Chicago. So hopefully people are going to, go to Chicago with us and then go to L.A. with us and party with us like that.
Well, Rodney and Marcus.
Oh, for the Legends Ball?
Yes. Well, Rodney and Marcus, I'm sorry to tell y'all that I won't be able to make it to Chicago because I have to be in L.A. on that Wednesday because that's Miss a weekend in L.A.
I guess you're going to have a long flight back and forth, Kelly. I guess you're going to be cruise some miles that weekend.
Baby.
I guess you need to check some Spirit flights or Southwest.
Well, Marcus and Rodney, I don't know. Y'all going to miss the... Ooh.
Y'all gonna miss a nasty weekend because that's Missa and Chanel weekend in L.A.
And I heard the
guys
just added themselves to the ticket as well. So it ain't even just the house thing. That's our pride out here. So it's beach party, going barbecue. It's gonna go down.
I don't know why Chicago and L.A. have the same Black Pride weekend. I think that's late. But that's gonna be my 30th birthday and Rodney's 25th. So we're just gonna go.
That's going to be your 30th.
Just
going to be your 30th
birthday.
20th.
And my 25th. It's up to you. It's like you could, if you want to be chilling on the beach with the fam and do the whole gay weekend thing and go to the
we'll be there on Sunday. We'll definitely be there on Sunday. We'll definitely be there on Sunday, but, we kind of committed to this and I don't really like putting my name on something and then not doing it.
It's Marco again this year, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes.
Well, yeah, this happens every year. Me and Marco, we always have the same weekend. It's always the day party.
Did Rodney say it would be his 25th birthday?
Yes, Naima, 25.
Times what?
Hold on.
Yeah.
25. Who'll be 25?
Rodney.
25 what?
And Doug? Rodney's going to say 25th, but it's actually the 35th. We're just going to go with 25th because I look it, but we're just actually the 35th.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be a typo by accident.
We're going to leave that alone.
Folks have legendary in front of their name by accident, so why can't I have 25 by mine?
Oh,
thanks for reaching out.
I will not. Y'all, I will not. To you girls that's inboxing me, I will not. Y'all already talking about my kids. I will not.
What they say, Kelly?
No, we will not.
Somebody said he talking about Camaro, LOL.
Wow, why are they at Camaro like that?
Statement of the year.
Ooh. Okay. Y'all girls is a mess, Miss Thing. Okay. Y'all will not.
No.
Sit down. fucking fighting all
country,
over the
country. You will be, I guess, country, you'll be accruing some sky miles as well. You will be in Chicago on that Saturday.
Why do my son have to be in Chicago on that Saturday?
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to. I guess I'm gonna have to fly to LA on Wednesday, bitch, and get everything set up, and then fly out Saturday morning, honey, and then come back Sunday.
Child,
don't fool
yourself.
Huh?
Yeah. As long as y'all make it here on the 9th of March, so I don't give a fuck what y'all do.
Really, Tanya, okay. Like you would set me up on my birthday?
What is the 9th of March?
The Midwest Awards Ball.
Is Ayana comfortable with me coming? I don't want her to attack me.
Oh, my God. No.
Kelly, we'll talk off air off about that.
Oh, okay, Miss Thang, because, you know, I heard that the girls had a lot of reads for me, Miss Thang, honey. I tried my best, Miss Thang, girl. You know, when they inbox me more than 3 times, Miss Thang, I got to pump it, Miss Thang, girl. I don't want them, you know,
y'all
to feel like I'm holding
up. Y'all going to make somebody else call in. Keep on.
Go. Well, let them call in, honey. Honey. Oh, my God.
Actually, they can't call in. It's after 2 o'clock.
And Alexis call just dropped, so she better go get on Vonna's phone. Or Vonna better call her on three-way.
Country.
I'm about to call her now.
I'm going to tell you this. The ball is called our favorite things. The trophies are going to be our favorite things. We all like nice things. You're going to want to get one of the trophies. Promise. Even if you don't win a cash prize, our squad is on the team. They're working diligently. You will want one of these trophies. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Well, baby, I need my squad.
I'm going to have streetwear $4,000. But if I make a vow, and if all of the villains that say they want to play, going to play,
well,
it will be guaranteed more than $1,000. I need,
what happened? Hold on.
I need the Carlos August. I need the Rico Milans. I need the people to come to get the money, not to play with it.
And they were going to fly to L.A. the next night.
Oh, so what happened? Where's Neil at? I haven't heard his name in a minute.
Neil, I heard he was on hiatus.
I heard he had some paperwork in the mail, in the office.
Right.
Some return to sender.
Yeah, they was returning.
Oh, he in jail?
Wait a minute. Put that,
no,
you got to make that clear.
Listen, they said he had return flight papers. It wasn't a one-way ticket out. It was a return flight.
What's that mean?
He had a one-way ticket to county.
You sure? Because he's been on Facebook.
No, not that, no. Kelly, not that.
A lot of girls be on Facebook that's supposed to be in jail.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, okay. Honey. The girls, I be gagging at the girl. Yes.
Who you talking about?
Huh?
Who are you talking about?
I'm not mentioning no names. Hold on, we got a caller. 770-907. You're live on the air.
I know that number.
What's up?
Oh, it's Father.
I knew that number.
Oh, shit.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, Daddy?
What's up, Robin? What's up, Alexis? What's up, Kelly?
Oh,
you
that's
have
Fred.
No name?
Hey, Fred.
What's up, y'all?
Well, Fred, since
going
we
on.
Got you on the line, Fred, the girls want to know how did Andre get nominated for Father of the Year?
How? Who?
Andre get nominated for Father of the Year.
Oh, God, I got to talk about him. He nominated himself.
Oh.
I think he did, if I'm not mistaken. He beat out his own Atlanta father. That was funny.
Oh, my.
But is it, have you been to five for the whole year, though, since last
I think from what they were saying that he was father long enough to be nominated for Father of the Year. So he wasn't he was nominated, but they had to break it down. So you know, so only the top three votes got to stay, and that was Vito, Exotic, and Andre. Me, Camaro, and Danielle got beat out. No, they don't like us. They don't vote for us.
So they say China's going to win Mother of the Year over Felicity?
I don't know. I think it was some
type
of discrepancy.
Didn't she win last year?
I think it was some type of discrepancies about did Felicity walk this year or something like that. I don't know, because you had to walk. You had to walk a ball in Atlanta to even be nominated. So I don't know. I know they was arguing. They were saying something. There was so much going on in that damn meme. I couldn't keep up with all this shit.
That means down there be some
tea. Somebody said Felicity didn't walk this year.
They don't count them any balls?
Oh, no, they said Felicity didn't walk shit this year. And only came to one meeting.
I don't know how many meetings she came in. It was supposedly you had to come to three meetings and had to at least walk one ball in Atlanta. So I don't know about that. She probably did. I mean, she got nominated, so I guess she did.
They said she only came to the meeting where they was arguing, and she hid most of that meeting.
So she was at the first. I know for a fact she was at the first meeting of the year. Then she was at that meeting when her and Booty got into it. So that was two right there. So I'm pretty sure.
And she was at the one where they was arguing. So that was three. So yeah.
So that's three meetings. So she did make three meetings.
Carla, you don't know your tea. Stay out my inbox.
Well, dispose that Carla with false tea.
I would enjoy that.
Oh,
don't you dare.
Yeah, country. She made it to three meetings. That's her mother inbox.
Why y'all always at my baby? This is Fresh Chanel to keep it cute.
Who was that?
So, Daddy, will you be at the coldest winter?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
I see.
My baby pair came.
Ain't gonna be a mother.
What you say, your what?
My baby pair came.
Baby, it's gonna be this ball is turning out to be a hot motherfucking function, honey. The children are coming through, Miss Fag, honey.
And you know, I gotta get a piece of that Alan Greer too, you know.
Alan Greer?
Yeah, you know, I gotta see how Kelly
dances. Honey, if it's anything like Tasha, baby, I am ready to go.
See y'all trying to make me wake up when bitch. I'll be waking up Monday night, bitch. Time for the holiday party, bitch.
Well, good. Because I just be going to
sleep. Party, Kelly.
What'd you say?
We've been meaning to talk to you about that party. We have yet to get our invite. What's the shade?
You will get your invite when you get here, baby. It's not a Facebook invite. It's a actual invite.
Wait a minute. Is that Marcus?
Yeah, that's Marcus.
Yeah.
What's up, Marcus? I didn't know you was on the phone.
Hi,
Marcus, I already told you, Marcus.
We don't want to get to the door and gag.
No, everybody that's in the elite. Oh, everybody that's in the elite group, honey, is invited, honey. Amen. That's my gift to y'all, honey. You know, and maybe something else if my magic work out.
Oh my God.
And why? Baby, it's fun, Miss Thing. It's a lot of food, Miss Thing. At 12 o'clock, we have our little show, Miss. Honey, and it's going down, honey. It's going to be a big thing, Miss Thing. I'm going to be full learned. Honey, I'm taking a cab to the club and everything because I ain't going to be able to drive home. Maybe. I'm trying to do one of Alexa. I'm trying to do one of Alexis' numbers, Miss Thing. Go to the coldest winter ever, Miss Thing. Then go to Alegria, Miss Thing. And then after Alegria over, like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, just stay up in the house, Miss Thing, and snow all day, Miss Thing, and get in the shower, Miss Thing, and go to the Rumble, Miss Thing, girl, and get full again, Miss Thing. You know, I'm trying to keep up with my sister Alexis this week, that weekend.
Oh, we're trying to keep up with people. Do not try to keep up with me, Kelly, because I'm not going to be responsible.
You know, baby, you know, bitch, me, Miss Thing, after the ball and after the motherfucking club, Miss Thing, you know, I'll be ready to come home and have a session and go to sleep, Miss Thing. But I'm going to keep up with Alexis that weekend, honey. I'm going to really keep up with Alexis that weekend.
I'm telling you, bro. Right,
well,
yeah,
I need to see the Jamaican. I need to see the Jamaican.
Oh, shit. Fred, that Jamaican is nasty. Oh, shit. Okay.
Blood clutch.
He is nasty. Honey, oh my God, honey, he get rave reviews.
I got some witnesses on the line, baby. I'm telling you, you want to go to that blood clot.
You telling me you took some Jamaican Tavana?
Huh?
What happened?
You took Jamaican Tavana?
No, she didn't, and that's why I'm not speaking to her. I'm eating my food, and I'm not talking about this because.
Oh, she ain't bringing no Jamaican Vana?
Nah, she tried it.
Oh,
well,
Vonna
was supposed to come and get her some of the Jamaican, but she played in St. Louis.
Trust me, Vonna. Oh, baby, that Jamaican is nasty. Oh, he is so nasty, Vonna. Oh, I was so mad, honey. This is how nasty he was, Vonna. Bitch, I went to her house about 8 o'clock that night, maybe, and I stayed up until about 8 o'clock the next morning, Miss Thing. I was calling this bitch phone down, Miss Thing, because I was ready to leave the Bronx and drive back to Brooklyn. Answer her motherfucking phone, so I went to the project because I got some trash. It was over it. That Jamaican is nasty, honey. He plays no game. Oh, Lord, baby, please. Okay. Baby, so y'all see me on the drum thing, and I ain't saying too much as the coldest winter ever. Y'all know why. Okay. Baby, I'm being real nice tonight.
I got to keep it cute. I got an interview early that night from 9 to 10:30, so.
Yeah, but after that, Miss Thing Girl, please. Baby, please. The Jamaican will be on deck.
I'm coming with my galoshes.
Hold on, we got another call. Hold on, we got two callers. 704-402, you're live on the air. 704-402, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 410-591, you're live on the air.
This is me again, can I disconnect it?
Oh, hey.
Daddy, listen, since I got you on the line.
What's up, baby?
Do you have any pending paperwork on your desk?
You know what? I was just going through my firework because I just cleaned some stuff. But nothing really important.
I can't.
Who's
that, my brother
Fred? Who's that, Amaya?
Yeah.
What's up, sis?
What's up?
Did you say nothing important?
There's nothing really important.
They said you're supposed to get some resignation papers across your desk in a few weeks.
Oh, you know what? You know, I got one today, but, you know, I was so happy to get that dirty little queen out of here anyway, so, you know.
Stop your shit. Bitch, daddy, what's that?
What?
It ain't John Neese. They got rid of her a month and a half ago.
You know we don't mind. We do not mind. You know we don't mind handing it out or taking it. You know, we built for this shit.
Who's a little dirty queen? Stop your shit.
I think we got rid of two of them today. One monkey looking bitch and one hobby looking bitch. So
they from Atlanta?
No, they from North Carolina somewhere. They from the backwoods.
Oh wow.
I know y'all got rid of Lawrence last week, so it wasn't that little quick. So
you know, I leave my stepson alone. You know, I'm Lawrence.
I'm only reading what came in my inbox.
Leave my stepson alone.
She cleaned that up quick.
Yes.
She don't want to be
Kelly.
Kelly should be able to shake the table on the fly.
Yeah,
I do not want that little firecracker on this radio. Back on here.
I'm only reading what's here in my inbox. Please do not attack me.
She probably typing her little heart away right now.
And you know what it is.
She might have typed the pen.
Oh, these bitches trying it. Oh, these bitches trying it. Oh, Miss Flynn fat ass, she trying it. Y'all leave my stepson alone.
There was nothing else this weekend. So what's coming up this weekend, Atlanta?
I think Atlanta might be kind of dry this year, though.
You think so? I think any whoever has the ball. Well, I ain't gonna say that. No, I take it back. Never mind.
Well,
Atlanta is going to be dry this year.
Last year, and they showed up. They ended up showing up at the ball.
It's no shade. Atlanta's going to be dry this year, Miss Day. The coldest winter ever. But it's no shade.
That's because the snail's not able to go to the ball.
What ball we can't go to?
I don't know. You tell me, Fred.
Because it is one we might not be going to. but just for confirmation, we do have a table for Starship Ball. Okay, now you can read it today. The rest of this.
Somebody said, Fred, y'all have a table. That's how y'all showing y'all support. Y'all bought a table, but y'all
we got a table. So I don't know.
Fred, what they said? They said y'all bought a table to show y'all support, but y'all won't be there.
On Sunday. I think they have a Chanel dinner on Monday or something of that nature.
Oh, baby, young girl.
So we all
do not
get to
the
wrong guy, Shay Shay.
Yeah.
So what you say,
Monday,
Daddy?
Monday, we all getting our diamond faces.
So y'all won't be trying to win, lose, or draw in other ways.
Y'all better get out there, Miss A, and get y'all face shoes.
Miss Shay, waiting on you to come get your piece, Kelly.
Oh, no.
Come down here and get you some of that diamond face, Kelly.
I like the little Chinese on.
I don't know.
I like the little Chinese ladies on Fava, though. Miss Saint, y'all girl, Oh, baby, let me tell you something. I just got two messages that came to my inbox, and I don't want nobody to take this that I'm saying this mistake, but they said, no, the Chanel's is paying Vito and Clint Ball, and they said, and then the other message that came through is, how is somebody with bad skin giving diamond facials?
Oh, girl.
Well,
girl, hey, do you need to ask the bitches that's sitting down up under her brush for that question instead of the bitch that's doing them?
So, that's the two messages that came through.
No,
Fred, we can't talk about Shay Shay because she's not here, so we can't talk about that.
Well,
but Fred,
she's getting paid.
Well, obviously she's doing something right. And I'm pretty sure the person that made that comment can't even afford to get anything done to their mug.
Oh, I know that's right. So, Fred, y'all paying Vito and Clinton Ball?
What now?
It's probably better than the protein facials they're receiving anyway. Next.
Y'all paying Vito and Clint Ball?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay. He didn't hear anything about that to the listeners of that. Okay, so we just have to wait and see. The girls is a key, Miss Stang, honey. I can't with these girls, honey.
They love talking about my mama while they sitting looking at they sitting in their double bed hotel room.
Oh.
Waiting on that phone to ring.
And it ain't ringing, honey. That's why they on the show.
That goddamn Marcus, no, she is quick with the copy and paste button. This, the post ain't even been up. It just been up a minute, and it's been copy and pasted already. Bitch, you play no games with it.
What happened?
Marcus in that copy and paste.
What Marcus don't copy and paste already?
Yeah, let me go see that.
Girl, I hate when you do that, Lexus. Come on, honey, put it out.
Oh, work tip for your new picture you just put up. You look real cute.
Who?
Tip.
Tip.
Yeah, his picture that he changed his profile picture, honey.
You talking about Tip?
Yeah, honey, you looking real sexy.
Work tip.
I know that's right. Miss Marcus be
on here. So wait a minute. So I heard a rumor. I don't know how true this is, and that I heard that the Ebony's are trying to get everybody to come back that left.
Dexter.
So I'm hearing, because I'm hearing they asked Tree to come back. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me get off this phone. I'll talk to y'all later.
No, baby, I've been here the whole time. I heard you.
This is my Lou. I can't wait to see you.
What's up, my Lou? What's going on?
Nothing, just chilling in Houston.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Oh, that's
I'm finna be on my way out here.
That's AKA Loon.
Yeah, we got us a Loon.
This me. This is Loon.
Oh my God! Everybody is doing a lot of things. A lot of houses is doing a lot of things, baby. This the Ebony's ain't playing, honey.
Okay.
So when is Tim coming back? His black card.
I heard that black card won swiping.
Oh no! Oh. No, wait a minute, baby. Would you? No. A black card will all swipe. Now, would the transaction be authorized? Is the question.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh.
But you know, they, I ain't never heard that. Like, they don't like Tim, too. I find him quite charming.
He's going to make her be a Chanel Fred.
I can't take no more evidence. I can't. I can't wait. It's stressful, baby. Woo, baby, they a handful, baby. They are a handful. They like a little problem child, baby. But you know what? I'm gonna say this. I'll give about 3 more years. Lawrence will probably be a Chanel again.
Overall. Yeah, Lawrence, you're going to be overall, Fred.
Let me shake the table right quick.
Fred, y'all got what y'all wanted, right?
Huh?
He came back, right?
Who? Who came
y'all
back?
Y'all got what y'all wanted.
Who? You talking about Jermaine? You know what? Let me tell you something. I didn't even know nothing about it. Who you talking about?
Oh, well, yeah, come on. Let's not even make fake bitches. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Come on. Let's see.
You know what? I changed my mind.
Okay. I did too.
You know how you put it right down that edge of that seat? You know what, I changed my mind.
Oh.
But you know what? I didn't know nothing about that for real, though. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? All I said there, I said, man, you know, it just crazy. It didn't have to turn out like this.
I said the same thing.
You put me in a predicament where I just didn't have no choice.
You don't see that black card coming over to your house, Fred?
What?
We talking about Lawrence right now.
What did she say? Wait, no, my phone just beeped out. What happened?
Hold on. They said somebody just inboxed me, and they said, no, the black card is not going to Chanel. The black card is going to Icon.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me flip through the paperwork. It's still pending.
What's still pending?
Yes, we got that right. Still pending.
They say it's still pending.
How many people on this phone is in the elite group? Just about everybody.
Everybody.
I just thought about we all brought the group to the phone.
Oh, Lord.
So, let's not talk about no tea don't got spilled, because we all in here.
Everybody
the first one.
Phone is part of the elite. Everybody that's on the elite group is part of the is on the phone, and all these 102 people are listening to us.
So, have y'all heard about the new reality show that they're doing in Atlanta? I guess it's like 29 people on the show.
I don't know how that's going to work.
The new reality show about the gays. Devalicious. They're supposed to be taping Sunday at Donye's Club.
Yeah, the district attorney of Ballroom.
With Quinn
in it,
the one
with Quinn
in it. Marcus. What you say, Cox? I mean, what you say, Dexter?
I'm the gold room will be jumping on Sunday.
I can't hear you, Dexter.
I called you the,
you going
the district
you
attorney
him?
Of ballroom.
What?
Don't tell me that.
As you going to Diane's Club to see the new reality show people?
Who you talking about?
I said, you going to the
Diane's
Club to see the reality show people that's
going
to
Diane's
Club.
I'm going to
Sasha's
Ball
and
that.
I can't hear you.
Still going to bring your ass to the throne on Naima. Are you still going to bring your ass to the throne on Naima?
Am I going
to what? Still bring your ass into the coldest with them and throw it on my daughter.
I'll be in New York on Saturday.
Yeah,
I can keep it cold.
You better not even roll your eyes.
Wait a minute, I got to ask Rodney. Rodney, you having a birthday ball?
Yes.
When is it?
July the 7th. What day is it? July 7th, July 8th?
By 6.
6.
So that's the same, the week of L.A., right?
Yeah.
Miss and Chanel week.
Fuck?
Miss and Chanel and Garcon weekend in L.A.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
So, Fred, go get your stuff together now. You can do you're going to say, fight with Kelly and Marcus.
You know, I don't even like to fly, and that damn flight to L.A. already going to scare the hell out of me.
It's only half the way to Chicago. You don't have to go that far. It'll just be a halfway flight.
Oh, you keep telling us Chicago, honey. At least he's going to go, honey. Spend the weekend in L.A. What are you going to do, honey? Let the girls
go out of L.A., honey. Baby, we got you.
And we'll be on the same flight going back to L.A. for you on Sunday morning.
Oh, friend, don't do that, honey.
I was just going to say, y'all know Divine is not having it.
we've been wanting to do this for years, and then, mind you, we weren't sure how that was going to go this year, so we just went with it.
It's going to call a bomb threat into your venue, honey, and get your whole ball shut down.
There'll be no setup that way. There'll be no setup
not
that way.
Line
you know, we have to do the ball in the parking lot. The girls will get your coin.
Speaking of Milan, what's she up to? Like, she's been real quiet.
Oh, she's doing her recording, her record career.
I miss my sister.
Doing her little recording thing.
So Japan back at Chanel.
So maybe he'll do something. Maybe Milan can schedule something for us on Sunday night in L.A. when we get there, Marcus, for her release party or something. We can go there and be VIP.
No, that's the Legend Ball Day.
I understand that. That's why I said
Don't try it. I'm going to see you try anything like that in my realm, honey. We'll come over here and tear everything up.
Divine, I thought you was a changed woman.
Wait a minute, that ain't what I've been asking. I asked if Japan still a Chanel.
Japan wasn't a Chanel when she went to jail.
Japan, Suki Woo's out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why you say all like that?
Cause you got to have Suki.
Who in jail?
But I don't think Suki went around the Chanel when she left. Right? She was a con, wasn't she?
No, actually she was up on. No, I don't know. I thought she was a Chanel.
No,
she was a con and then she was a 007, right?
Yeah, she was 00.
No, she wasn't Chanel because that's when Milan and Simples was in the house together.
Oh,
She was a pawn. Chanel, and now she's a 007. Just came in my inbox.
She's a con. She was a con when she left.
Okay. Oh, was Mother Con.
Come on, honey. Come on.
Fred, you have any dogs?
Divine, you need to stop.
It's Fred, what now?
Are any of the dolls coming out for the 1500 this weekend?
I don't know yet.
I love that.
You want the
No.
So Fred, what position y'all giving? No, I'm not gonna do that one.
For the
position we giving who?
Come on, Dexter, give it.
Divine. You better talk while you got the chance.
What position
him?
Coco getting when she get out?
Wait, say
Coco. So if when Coco get out, you know what? I pray to God that the last thing on her mind is a ball. I really do. Matter of fact, I probably would chop her if she did walk a ball. Go sit down and do something.
Y'all so crazy.
I'm just telling the truth. Like that would, I really would hope that she would do something else beside her time to think about a ball.
When's she supposed to get out?
That's the golden question. I've been hearing so many dates. It's just like the world gonna end.
Alexis be right now. She should know.
Yeah, Dee Dee writes a date talk, but I still haven't heard a definite date or anything. I don't heard so many dates.
She'll be at the coldest winter. Y'all are crazy.
No. Let that urban legend. Stay with it.
Did I hear somebody say Malu was on the phone?
Yeah. He will.
Sir. Are y'all my ear? What's up, boy?
Yeah, Malu changed his name when he went to Chanel. I know him as Loon Ebony.
No,
you know what? I never knew Malu was an Ebony.
Name. I just took my... Everybody started calling me by my name from Facebook. So shit, I just accepted, and I didn't want to be known as crazy no more. I tried to change my image.
Oh, well, while we got you on the phone, who was you arguing with in the Gulf Coast group? Why was y'all reading each other like that?
Because, and she late. Fuck off.
Please the
fifth. Oh my God.
She was trying to read.
Lead the fifth.
She was trying to read. Trey and
Oh, no. Yeah, because Trey said something about girls being the face of Walmart. They claiming to be the face of this city, and they're really the face of Walmart or the face of Whataburger. Like, what are the girls kissing? What happened?
Who said that?
But she don't even walk balls. Like, she's walked like two balls her whole life, like two, three balls.
Well,
is this the girl?
Everybody. So who's y'all attacking?
Who? Which one?
Is that the girl that walked face?
Yeah, she, and then she tried to give it like, oh well, for my first ball out of state, I did good at Watch the Throne. I made it to last battle. I was like, nah, bitch, you ain't make it to last battle. You was just the last one to get set, bitch. TJ processed all y'all hoes. It was three snails still left standing, bitch. You ain't beat nobody.
Oh, there was a Bush Queen talking.
Oh, baby.
And y'all call her the face of Walmart. That's
what they said in Whataburger. I don't see what.
What's wrong with Walmart? A lot of girls got a nice things in their house from Walmart.
I mean,
Walmart took care of a lot of girls for many years.
But the boy on the phone said something about that caused her to face a Walmart or something.
Why, you know how, like, when somebody say, like,
there's a lot of girls just to face
the
Walmart.
The face of Atlanta or the face of D.C. Trey was like, bitch, y'all claiming to be the face of this, bitch. Y'all the face of Walmart, the face of Whataburger. He actually really attacked.
Well,
he was like, how dare this girl talk for his accomplishment?
Oh my God! I guess it's gonna the battle's taking place, honey.
So Fred, I thought you treated yourself to a diamond facial. So how did you feel afterwards? Was you ready to get out there?
Well, you know, I'm looking in the mirror now. Ooh, yeah.
Oh my
well,
God!
Well, Ashley, you know what? It's an experience. You know, she it's a whole real setup. You know, you got the table you lay on. It's very much very relaxing, soothing. Very good.
Okay.
You know, it's a very good experience.
So you gonna go back again?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, goodness.
Most definitely.
It's really gonna be LA versus Chicago, I see, huh?
Divine,
still
stuck on
Divine,
it. Divine,
have your people call
our people.
I'm just reading this post. Wait a minute, don't do that.
We haven't even released our big secret yet.
Well, girl, well, Hollywood sign is here, honey, so. Yeah.
Divine, every time I've come to West Coast, y'all have treated me really good. The liquor has always flowed, except that one ball.
Why do that be always the first thing you say, Marcus? It always be the liquor. That be the first thing you always say. Y'all treat me really well. The liquor was flowing.
Because we don't participate in those. I don't participate in the recreational things that others do. If it ain't no liquor, it's not love for me.
Why is that always the comparison with you besides?
It is a comparison. That's what you. That's what
girl,
you.
You should not take the house of snow. We don't bother the house of cocktail.
Oh my God.
We trust you with the same number, girl. You always at us.
Maybe the house of Molly, the house of Lee, the house of
whoever. I don't know nothing about them low budget houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of the kinky season. I'm glad I'm a little bit too. You definitely got some alcohol in the venue, and it's definitely flowing, and definitely you did get a sense of, you know, warmth. And
I don't care how much alcohol in the house. I can't even be bothered tonight.
Some girls don't need to drink.
Well, I mean, I like Chicago. Y'all definitely give me a nice time, honey. It's the ball's always in a nice ball. It's always something to see. Girls
oh,
at each other part.
No,
well, on Divine, we're not from Chicago. We're joining. We're teaming up with the
I'm
Chicago.
Just saying, that's what I'm just saying. What to expect? We already know.
Well,
you're gonna get there.
I've been part of the
council
ball
in
Chicago. We gave away our coin and we finished every category.
You finish every category before the pipe breaks out.
Divine, don't do it, girl. On your day too, okay? I don't got nothing to do with Rodney and Marcus.
We're having a weekend, not just about the weekend. We're celebrating the whole weekend.
Well, Divine, we're coming and celebrating with you for Tempted to Touch. We're going to be there from Thursday to Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
From Thursday to Tuesday.
Bro, I'll be at work.
Yeah, but
we're going to be celebrating with me. Final full weekend and everything.
Somebody just hit me in my inbox and they said, Rodney and Marcus, they think y'all should rethink y'all weekend. Y'all have three major houses having something in L.A. that weekend.
Okay, that's my question. Okay, like, let's just be real. We've all been to L.A. What's the most packed ball y'all have seen in L.A.? It's been like 500 people, right?
But I think it's gonna be a nasty. I think it's gonna be a nasty weekend when you combine the whole house of Mizrahi, the whole house of Chanel, the house of Gaston.
The whole house of Mizrahi, unless they are renting the Greyhound, they are not going.
Oh, you know Andre. You know Andre's legendary for renting the Greyhound. Somebody hit me up and they said plus the coke is purer in motherfucking LA.
Tell them we'll have to import it. We'll have the Jamaican.
I fly with many things, Miss Thing. That Jamaican is too pure to fly with.
No, I'll put him on the bus to Chicago. He'll make it. Jamaica bus goes from New York to Chicago now.
Bitch, they just told me, hold on, they said Chicago is just a ball, LA is an experience. Yes, the coke is 95% pure, honey, and we smoke free. Ooh, Jesus. 95% pure? God, I gotta come home. Please don't do this to me, y'all.
Brick and flight.
All that you need, it's not just about the ball anyway. You gotta buy it.
Because Chicago is very nice. Kevin, big shout out to Unc and Kevin because they always treat me nice when I come to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I love Chicago myself.
Oh, my God. Did you just
say
Oh, my God.
The shade is we're going to have to review our contract. We hired one of your business partners. We already hired. He agreed to do it.
Amari, can you sit on my wall, please?
Well, you know my sister she just met. I don't know, honey. You have to ask
her.
Amaya, you stay off my wall. You and Naima, when y'all come to my wall, y'all always attract more attention.
Damn.
Well, did y'all get a contract and a deposit?
It's written on Facebook.
Who?
It's written on Facebook?
It's written on Facebook.
Well, I don't know, honey.
How many times has she flown from Chicago to L.A.?
Well, I don't know. I told y'all we supposed to be there on Wednesday.
Kelly,
so Devon, what happened with Rip Arnold? He would not be a part of the Legends Ball.
Oh no, not this year. No, we have to go on to better business ventures. Not really a reliable partner. She got fired.
Oh, okay.
Tell him about it, man. Well.
Wow, so it's just you and Jeff now.
We don't want it to be no competition like thing. So maybe
question, Devon. So I have a question. So if you got rid of Arnold, why didn't you use another legend from the West Coast?
Oh!
You still looking for one for
I'm the girl on the West Coast, so I can hold up the West Coast myself. I wanted somebody that was going to do more nationwide.
Divine, tell the truth. You're still looking for one.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
No.
Cash box won't be split no other kind of way, baby. We don't do thirds here.
No, you caught it.
Oh.
Okay, well, Rodney dropped, Tiana dropped, Jason's dropped. Oh, Rodney, you still live? Why is it saying Rodney?
When you're doing a ball and you want it on a national level, of course you want to deal with somebody that's hitting all the cities and doing all that stuff. Because remember last year, honey, I had to do a nasty tour. That shit wore me out. That was a nasty tour last year. Remember, every week I was in a different city. And that was just like, you know, at the end of that, I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, God damn, who are you?
That's how Vegas was, too. It seemed like everybody that was there was for you.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to y'all about that, but.
Oh yeah, I was too, Miss Thing. Why do they have all of these non-crickety wickets, Miss Thing, on that billfold?
Well, what they is?
I want to know, Miss Thing. Is it because Joe is fucking them, Miss Thing, or what?
Oh, that's not right, Kelly. That's not right. You cannot say that.
I heard he likes for you to rub on his belly.
No, I mean, those people are people that do things within their own, their genre, their community, their area. So, of course, I'm all down the west. Rico is in the Gulf Coast doing Atlanta. And I'm not Gulf Coast, excuse me. I'm talking about in the Atlanta area. And they say, you know, and Jamie is holding that. Where's Jamie? Is it D.C.?
No,
Rico was
responsible for D.C., and then, you know, he kind of did Atlanta,
yes,
too.
Jamie does well with the women, so we kind of wanted the variety
Fine, I'll call three years in a row. I have not seen more than 10 women at the ball.
You have not seen what?
More than 10 women.
Or butchers.
Oh, okay.
Or trans men.
I haven't been to one of these events, so, I mean, I just...
I'm talking about the Vegas ball. I've come 3 years in a row, and I have never seen more than 10 women, besides the ones that came with her, like Deborah and Ogro.
Well, it's a growing and learning experience.
Yeah,
maybe, you know, hopefully this year it'll be more. I don't know. I really can't tell you what to say about that, because... I just know I'm going to do my part to make sure I can
Rico, I know, Shay, D.C. was in the building last year. D.C., it was a lot of North Carolina, L.A., you know, they definitely came out, the West Coast. But D.C. really came, like, bitch, I thought we was in D.C.
Okay, was in the building as well. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. I think that last year was definitely the year that's going to populate the ball. Because a lot of more people tried it last year and actually realized that. One thing about what we do on the West Coast, we don't just throw a ball. We like to throw a weekend of events. So it's just, it's even though the ball is the center point of what we are doing, other things go on. It's just always a good weekend. Like, we like to throw a whole shebang of a weekend. So the whole weekend in Vegas is just an experience.
Well,
let's call it truth.
Let's get through July. Let's get through March, and we'll get through February, and then we'll start on July. You know, we'll have our flyers ready, but we'll go there. You know, we'll promote together. It's very possible for both balls to be great.
No, and it is. I'm not going to sit there and say that, because Jack actually does Chicago and then flies in the next day for L.A., and so did Selvin. So, you know, I'm not going to say that it's not possible. But, of course, I mean, if it was me or you, I'm going to choose me.
Jack doing commentating Vegas, right?
Yes.
Or Jack and Selvin?
Yeah, I believe it's Jack and Selvin.
Okay.
I just would like to say my good names for the night. This is before the white child come on and talk about paying the bills.
Oh, well, yeah, we can talk until the white man come on and pay the bills. Don't forget, everybody, tomorrow night, we definitely got London and the Tea Party cast. We'll definitely be live on the air. And don't forget, Wednesday night, we'll definitely be the State of Emergency show. And
Where was London at tonight?
Oh, I don't know where London was at tonight, honey.
He's off
and don't
on
forget. And don't forget, if you're going to Atlanta this weekend, to have fun and be safe, Miss Thing, and I'll definitely see everybody at the coldest winter ever. We can continue to talk until the white man cut us off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I love it. So anything else, any other questions about Vegas or the Los Angeles?
I'm going to be in Vegas.
I hate to, go ahead.
I'm going
to
be in Vegas this year.
Vegas, I'm telling you, Vegas is bomb. I love the venues in Vegas. Like the club was off the chain in Vegas. The ball.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hope the girls can feed themselves in Vegas this year.
Now, Devine, you know that they're saying, is the ball at the Mirage this year?
You don't think of feeding
themselves.
Yeah,
the ball will be at the Mirage this year. It'll be
okay,
at the Mirage.
Okay, so we won't have to leave. Okay, so we won't have to go up.
Somebody said, tell my daddy to take that chicken bone out of his mouth.
Y'all don't hear me eating.
Yeah,
I'll eat my noodles.
It's going to be at the Mirage this year, so yeah, it'll be better. You just have to come downstairs and go into the venue.
Oh,
I
so the ball is at the hotel.
Yeah, it's
going to
be in the hotel this year.
Well, I might need to get me a room at the hotel.
The hotels are cheap in Vegas, so y'all really don't wouldn't have to spend a coin on a hotel to go out there.
Well, they were $99. I think they're like $159 now, but they were like $99, which is...
What's the host hotel?
That's right, the host hotel.
No, Mirage.
The host, yeah.
That's for, and you know, people coming from L.A. and Oakland, they're doing a party bus as well, so... You know, I mean, for the ride up, which is definitely something that I would look into for a lot of people that don't want to fly or just want to, you know, enjoy themselves all the way up and all the way back. They have a party bus. Party bus is bomb. I like it. You know, I ride it. You know, I ride it when we used to go back and forth from the club to the ball venue as well. I mean, the club and the hotel and the ball venue. So it was fun. Like we did you do the party bus with me, Fred?
No, I didn't get on the party bus. You know, I was kind of incapacitated at the time.